KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
From the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez, America's favorite late-night talk program, featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Welcome to the Friday night edition of the program. We are live, we are national, and it is 7 minutes past the top of the hour. If you want to join us on our late night national town hall conversation, give me a call, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And today, a bunch of news coming out of Washington, a bunch of court decisions, apparently, that, let me see, I'm going to just rack these up before I say what I'm going to say. Yeah, you've got this, not the Supreme Court, the Court of Appeals, weighing in against El Trompito, saying that tariffs are illegal. That's interesting, because we've had those forever. Wasn't like he started those. Then you've got ATF agents in D.C. stopping a potential shooting. And there's another court blocking the Trump administration from ending deportation protection for Venezuelans. That's the temporary protected status, TPS. So we're going to get into all of that stuff. Netflix, the co-founder of Netflix, donated $2 million to redistricting efforts in California. And we're going to talk about not so much Netflix, but the entertainment world and see what's going on with that. But I wanted to start with the, which one was it here? Oh, number seven, right? Number seven, Rosie O'Donnell. Rosie O'Donnell, and you got to love her, right? Because she's the subject of probably one of the funniest debate moments in American debate history, where Megyn Kelly, who was no fan at the time of President Trump's, turns to President Trump in a debate and says, "Sir, you've called women fat, ugly pigs." And he says, "Nope, only Rosie O'Donnell." I almost fell off the chair I was in when he said that. I thought it was so funny. And in my opinion, I said, man, this guy just won this whole debate. Now, it wasn't a policy thing, but it was a presence thing. Trump had was able to, you know, really just suck all the oxygen out of the room with that one snappy comeback. And then, of course, he ensued to go ahead and just, you know, really defeat all of his competitors in that 15-man primary, or even 16-man, I think, at one point, right? I think there were 17 of them or 16 of them. Either way, he ultimately bested all of them. And it made politics, at least the what we do, you know, we observe politics and analyze it and critique it and all that. It made it so fun again. I was like, man, this is what we needed. For years, I had been, always hoping that somebody from the talk radio world would run for president. And I always thought, you know, imagine El Rushbo, right? Imagine El Rushbo running for president, or Hannity, or the great one, Mark Levin. You know, some just one of these guys that so much personality, so much wit, and you know, I thought it would never happen. And then you got El Trumpito, then all this Magnus, the 45th and 47th president of these United States, and I always say he is America's first talk radio president. He's the one that creates the funny nicknames that stick. He's got the quick comebacks. He pushes back when he needs to push back. Things that only people in talk radio really do, right? Maybe some people on TV do it, but politicians don't do that. Just imagine, you know, Mike Johnson. He might push back and he makes great arguments. Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, incredibly polished, right? I can't imagine Mike Johnson just telling the media, wrong, you're wrong. Fake news, right? It doesn't seem like it fits his character. But it was that direct approach, in my opinion, that got everything done for Trump, right? It was that direct approach that people love. I was invited on a podcast today, and I went and we filmed the episode. And the podcast host asked me, he was like, what do you think of Trump? I said, I think Trump's great. And he said, me too. He said, yeah, I don't know why people don't like him. They say he's too brash or he's too in your face. And I said, that's exactly why I like the guy. You know, it's kind of like Trump's not really a schmoozer, even though he can be a charming guy for sure. But he's not a schmoozer. He's a tell you how he feels kind of guy. I don't think many people are wondering what Trump thinks on a number of issues. He tells you what he thinks. And he never really pulls punches in his opinion giving. That's refreshing to me. I'd rather have somebody that does that than somebody that you don't know where they stand and you got to watch them. So anyway, I got off topic there. But Rosie O'Donnell, she falsely claimed that the transgender Minneapolis Catholic school shooter was a MAGA person, white supremacist. And she said this on TikTok. I think we have a clip of it. Check this out.
So about the Minnesota shooting, and it brought me right back to Columbine in 1999 when I just could not get it through my head that students in America were shooting each other in schools. And this was a church inside a Catholic school. And what do you know, it was a white guy, Republican, MAGA person. What do you know? White supremacist.
Wow. Now, look, we don't know a lot about this guy, but what we know so far, he was a transgender shooter that had killed Trump on his gun. That's a far cry. So how does something like this happen? I'll tell you how. When you are led by emotion, when you are led by a passion, a feeling, I'm going to call it hate, right? When you're led by hate, it doesn't matter what that person was. The facts are irrelevant. The truth is, you just want to bring the smoke. You just want this fight with Trump at all costs and people that believe what Trump believes. That's it. The truth need not apply. And this is, she should be ashamed, and hopefully she gives an apology. You know, not to the guy, but to the MAGA people, right? Republican, MAGA person, white supremacist. I mean, really, just crazy. And of course, the evidence we have so far, this shooter, 29 years old, Robin Westman, left behind this manifesto and these social media posts showing hatred of Trump, even writing "Kill Donald Trump" on one of his rifle magazines. So, again, this is just another case of the hate has gone wild here. Hatred gone wild on the left. Democrats, all they can do is hate. And I hate to lump everybody up. I know that gets people angry. You know, I usually say the left within the media or the Washington Democrats, but I'm reaching a point where I'm not getting many phone calls from people going, "Hey, listen, Rich, you know, I'm really offended at what you're saying. I'm a Democrat. I don't hate Trump. I don't want him dead. I don't always agree with his policies." Where are those people? Where are the people that have a brain? You know, because I mean, that's literally how politics worked since day one for me. Right? I know back in day one, the real day one, you had Alexander Hamilton and Burr going at it, a duel, shooting each other dead. Got it. But today, arguments are easy. You know, it's a little bit of name calling, a couple of intellectual disagreements. Yeah. So, Rosie O'Donnell, shame on you. This is definitely, I mean, I don't think you're going to lose any.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. as I step behind the pink mic for powerful and inspiring breast conversations, from prevention and diagnosis to treatment and healing. We're creating a space for education, hope, and community. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen, helping dreams turn into reality, and Swell Endeavor, supporting individuals through expert physical therapy for lymphedema. Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at gorman.com. Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
3 extra months. Savings and additional terms apply and can be found on NordVPN.com. The offer is valid until October 15th.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Free trial is 7 days. A customer does not cancel prior to the end of a trial period. Fees will apply.
You hear that? That's the sound of your business losing money. Legacy phone systems weren't built for today's teams. Open Phone gives your business a smarter way to stay connected. Open Phone lets you manage calls, texts, voicemail, and contacts all in one place so that you and your team can deliver a seamless customer experience from ring to Need to take calls on the go? Open Phone automatically transcribes, summarizes, and highlights next steps from every call, so you never miss a detail. Need insight into what closes a sale? With Open Phone's AI call tags, you can instantly spot key topics like objections or pricing questions, and use those insights to coach your team and level up every customer interaction. And yes, you can bring your existing number with you for free. Keep your team in sync and your customers happy with Open Phone. Open Phone. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Open Phone for free at openphone.com/try and get 20% off your first 6 months. That's openphone.com/try. openphone.com/try.
Thank you, Rich, and thank you for everything. I know you very well, and I listen, but I have a lot of people that listen, and they love your show, and I appreciate it very much.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Wipe her from her database and burn the body. Keep this contained, or you will join her in the furnace.
How'd you even get these numbers?
State secret.
I'll be charged with espionage.
Then you better consider a way not to get caught. You will lose everything of value here in China.
They both exhibit high temperature, severe headaches, and I'm most concerned that it might be quite contagious.
Why waste the good pandemic, right, General?
You have a serious viral outbreak that can threaten the whole world.
You mean fake news?
I'll never be able to come back to China.
Right now, our safety is what matters most, nothing else.
Mama!
You saw the chaos in the hospital, right? If the party has a plan, it needs to be better.
You think you know better than the party leaders?
I need to be with my family.
They will remain there to complete your mission.
I will not commit a crime against humanity.
The war never ended for us. So to double-cross me, Dr. Conrad, is something I cannot allow.
That is The Unrestricted War, a little bit of the trailer of the film. And with us tonight, we have Rob King. Rob King is the screenwriter for the film. This is a political thriller inspired by the true events, part of the outbreak of COVID-19 early during the outbreak. And I want to get the whole scoop on it from our guest, Rob King, screenwriter. Welcome, sir.
Hey, Rich, and hello, America.
Welcome. So let's get into this. Talk to me about, you know, why a movie on COVID? Why a film that exposes China for what they did?
Well, I mean, the film, first of all, is, you know, largely a work of fiction. But it is based on six or seven events that we know that happened, or truths, facts, which, you know, for the producers was the impetus to try to, you know, write a movie that explored some things that have been going on in and out of China, and to turn it into, you know, an entertaining political thriller, but also one that really takes a look at this unrestricted war that's already being waged by the Chinese Communist Party.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that, because I think you know, I've learned about this a couple of years ago, and I feel like I see it in so many different ways. But tell us a little bit about the unrestricted war, because I know there's a lot of people that believe that a big part of this was a weaponized bio agent. And I'm not saying I'm necessarily one of them or that you need to be one, but it definitely did have a global impact where people all over the world were killed, and it fits the MO of what they claim to do in unrestricted warfare.
Yeah, the movie is about a highly talented Canadian virologist who was seduced into joining with the Chinese government to establish a world-class, ostensibly privately run lab in China. And just as they're about to open, he's arrested and told he has to betray his own country. He refuses to do that, so his family and his business partner are further harassed to the point where this guy decides he's going to do what he's told and hope that will be the end of it, but it isn't, and he's drawn further and further into this nightmare and realizes the only choice he has is to try and escape the country with his family. And that's all set against this looming pandemic and the ultimate cover-up as to its origin. And the film looks at the scope of this secret war that's being waged right now in our modern world by the Chinese Communist Party, which includes economic coercion, technological espionage, suspect science, suppression and censorship of 1.4 billion Chinese citizens, even attempting to suppress those living outside of China, and ultimately the manipulation of the foreign press. And, you know, we know that in there is a high-level lab that was built in Wuhan that is presently, well, since it opened, has been run by the military. We know that, there was a doctor in China at the time that COVID broke out named Dr. Li Wenliang, who was an ophthalmologist who noted that there was some strange SARS-like virus starting to show up in some of his patients, and he decided to put out a private message to some of his colleagues and family members asking them not to spread the word but just to take care, and of course that word spread like wildfire. He was eventually arrested and made to apologize, and he ended up getting COVID and died, and even his death became a bit of a cover-up. We know that there was a lab in Winnipeg in 2019 that had two visiting scientists, Chinese scientists, who were kicked out of the lab and sent home because it was discovered that they had stolen a vaccine virus and had shipped it back to China. And we know that the Chinese government persecutes a lot of people in their own country if they attempt to criticize or demand change, etc. So we took all of those elements and then we created this story. So that's kind of how it came about.
And but, I mean, very quickly, if you could tell us, where do people take a look at it? Where can they see the film?
Well, the film was to be released in a number of cinemas across North America, but ultimately at the last moment, the distributors kiboshed that plan. There is a lot of evidence or probably proof to suggest that the Chinese government has money invested in distributors and cinemas. And
but quickly give us the website
the,
if you can.
Screening of it. The website is... it's on GJW. It's a streaming service. And when we come back, I'll give you that site.
Outstanding, folks. We're going to be coming right back with Rob King, screenwriter for the film The Unrestricted War, and me, Rich Valdez. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What it take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Sure. Furnished by Donors Choose.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
A political thriller inspired by true events during the early COVID-19 outbreak. The film The Unrestricted War exposes how the Chinese Communist regime concealed critical information and silenced whistleblowers, triggering a global crisis. Joining us now to discuss the making of the film is director Yan Ma. Yan, thank you so much for joining us. First, talk to us about what inspired you to make this film.
So this film is inspired by the pandemic and a few related events. So we mainly focused on the very early days of the pandemic.
Now the title is The Unrestricted War. Talk to us about why that title and how that fits into the COVID-19 pandemic.
Well, we did research about the early days of the pandemic and also some of the events related to that. And we found how the Chinese Communist Party uses power to censor news and eventually weaponize this whole event to serve their political purpose. And including also include some of the like technology thefts and commercial espionage activities that are connected to this issue. So all of that highly align with the concept of unrestricted warfare, which is a military strategy they're using to not focusing only on traditional military power, but to use all necessary means to defeat their enemies.
Again, the film, The Unrestricted War, and our guest is with us. He's the screenwriter, Rob King. And Rob King, you were telling us that this film was ready to go and be released in Canada and the United States, and all of a sudden it didn't happen because it's suspected that the Chinese Communist Party began to interfere in the release of the film. Tell us more.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just another one of the ways in which they, you know, manage to suppress any criticism of themselves, and which is, you know, sort of ironic, because if they want to claim this is all just a bunch of poppycock, then why bother, you know, holding up its release in theaters, and why harass the director, for instance, who both he and his family have faced harassment because of this film. It's just, it's unbelievable, really.
And for people who want to try and stream the film, tell everybody where they can take a look at it, how they could see it.
Right. So it's on GJW Plus streaming platform at www.ganjingworld.com. That's GANJINGworld.com.
Outstanding. Well, good luck with everything. I hope that you're able to continue pushing back against the communists that are trying to silence your work and your ability to tell this, although fiction, inspired by a lot of real-life events that I think need to be talked about. Sir, Rob King, screenwriter for the film The Unrestricted War, I want to thank you for being here. Godspeed, sir.
Okay, thank you. Good night.
You bet. My pleasure. And, amigos, we continue. Because plenty of things to talk about. Not only Rosie O'Donnell, but there's a few other things I wanted to get into in the news today. It's Friday, but there's still some news out there. As I mentioned before, you have a Court of Appeals. Court of Appeals decided to say, we think this is illegal. And they're talking about tariffs. So the rule, obviously, it's a three-judge panel that decides this stuff. And the panel decided the tariffs will remain in effect until October 14th, giving them time to appeal to the Supreme Court. And my supposition is going to be that once you get to the Supreme Court, they will say, of course, a United States president can impose tariffs and can do many other things that the executive branch has the power to do. And I think this will be put to bed then, October 14th. Well, what the judges found was that Trump let's see the language here. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit found that the statute Trump relied on to impose the tariffs did not actually grant this authority. That's what the court is saying. Now, Trump, the president, and the White House confirmed earlier today that they're definitely taking the case to the Supreme Court. I promise you I know how to talk and read at the same time. And they're setting up a legal battle that's going to cover the scope of this and the presidential power in order to put duties on foreign goods, which is, you know, it's been a thing forever. It's amazing how all of a sudden, because they don't like Trump, now all of a sudden tariffs are illegal. This is just another one of those things. So, anyway, I'm not too interested in that. But I will tell you what Trump said. He took the Truth Social, and he said the following. Highly partisan appeals court declaring all tariffs are still in effect. So, good. Good for El Trumpito, good for America. As I understand it, we're still doing pretty well with getting our fellow Americans and others to donate to the tariff fund. And that's good, because as long as that money's coming in that way from the people who choose to buy imports, and maybe they don't choose all the time, but it's better than income tax. And my hope is that we will eventually see the end of the IRS as a result. Let's see. Let's see what happens. Anyway, what else do I got? Take a pause here. I'm going to take a pause here. We'll come right back. Your thoughts, your calls, and everything else. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
You still got it, but your immune system weakens as you age. making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Good morning, doctor.
Doctor?
Hi, doctor.
Doctor?
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Why choose the Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number biggest sale of the year. All beds on sale up to 50% off the limited edition smart bed. Plus free premium delivery with any smart bed and adjustable base. Ends Labor Day. All Sleep Number smart beds offer temperature solutions for your best sleep. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Ugh, kitchen ants, runaway roaches, a spider! Relax, just use Zevo. Zevo insect killer sprays use a powerful blend of mint and rosemary to eliminate those pests and up to 20 other bug types. Plus, Zevo is safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Just spray the bugs and wipe them away. Zevo, people friendly, bug deadly.
For Fi, winning the fight against vision loss means seeing new ways to push himself. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is committed to funding research to end blinding retinal diseases. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more at fightingblindness.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
We see a bigger jump from August to September. So I think we could be on our way well over half a trillion, maybe be it towards a $1 trillion number. This administration, your administration, has made a meaningful dent in the budget deficit. The average budget deficit during this term is 26% less than the last 12 months under Biden. And even the CBO, and we don't agree with CBO on everything, as you said, last Friday, on a summer Friday, had to admit that they believe over the next 10 years the budget deficit will be $4 trillion lower than they had previously scored. $4 trillion, $3.3 trillion of tariff income, $700 billion of lower interest costs, and you know, I would expect that that number could go up from here. So, Mr. President, your return to the White House marked the return of the American worker. Thank you for reclaiming Labor Day for the American people. You're growing the economy for everyone, especially the middle and lower income households who suffered disproportionately under the last administration, and it's an honor to do this under your leadership.
You're doing great. Thank you very much.
That, of course, Secretary Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, explaining what tariff revenues are looking like and what they're expected to continue to look like, and that was just yesterday. And what's interesting here is now today, after saying how great we're doing and how well this is going to work for the economy, voila, you get this court decision. Now, something President Trump said on Truth Social I thought was really important. Quote, if these tariffs ever went away, it would be a total disaster for the country. Saying that on Truth Social, he said it would make us financially weak and we have to be strong. So this decision, obviously attempting to undercut a linchpin in the administration's trade policy. And so far,
this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
These tariff programs. And this is exactly what sparked all this stuff. So hopefully these guys will, they had their day in court. They won today. My hope is that they will lose once we get to the Supreme Court and we can move on to continuing to do the people's business rather than, you know, having to go to court every time Trump suggests that a law be written or, signs an executive order. But that's the obstruction that we're dealing with in Washington. Now, let me see. What else we got here? A couple of other details on this. The, this is an interesting one. Trafficking tariffs, 25% on Mexico. So anybody involved in trafficking gets an extra tariff. Canada, 10 to 20% on China. And this is justified by the necessity to fight trafficking and fentanyl. So, as well as on top of the reciprocal tariffs that were baseline 10%. So, very interesting. We're making money, and now the courts have stepped in to slow down that money. The International Court of Trade said that back in May that the IEEPA cannot have blanket tariffs. And of course, this is why they continue to go to the Court of Appeals. So this stuff is going back and forth, and it has been for a while. I'm glad we're finally here. It's good that we're going to see it soon. I should say sooner rather than later. Because ultimately, I don't know. Like I said, we don't get away from the IRS unless we have tariffs. That's the bottom line there. All right, let me see. I have a little bit of time. So there's an audio I wanted to play for you. Forgive me, it's a Friday, and I let my hair down a little bit. And it was not on tariffs, but it was on hope. And I forget which one it was, but let me see here. Bear with me, folks. Bear with me. Yada-da-da-da. I'm going to have to look for it during the break. All right, we'll take the break here. We'll come right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
The NFL is back with 4 days of football. The 2025 season starts on Thursday with NFL Kickoff presented by YouTube TV. Catch Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys take on Jalen Hurts and the reigning Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles in the first game of the season. Then get ready for a weekend full of unforgettable moments. NFL Kickoff presented by YouTube TV.
Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern on NBC. Go to watch.nfl.com for the full schedule. Brought to you by FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of NFL Kickoff.
Online security is a must, and millions are choosing NordVPN to stay safer and more private online. And you can do that too. Get NordVPN with 77% off and up to 3 months extra. NordVPN will encrypt your online traffic from data snoopers and internet service providers, while NordVPN's Threat Protection Pro will reduce risk of phishing and alert you about the fake online shops and known scams. And that's not all. If your email address is leaked to the dark web, you will get an instant notification from the dark web monitor and act accordingly. Get the special NordVPN deal today at NordVPN.com. This offer includes a 77% discount on a 2-year plan and up to 3 extra months. Savings and additional terms apply and can be found on NordVPN.com. The offer is valid until October 15th.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Free trial is 7 days. If customer does not cancel prior to the end of a trial period, fees will apply.
You hear that? That's the sound of your business losing money. Legacy phone systems weren't built for today's teams. Open Phone gives your business a smarter way to stay connected. Open Phone lets you manage calls, texts, voicemail, and contacts all in one place so that you and your team can deliver a seamless customer experience from ring to need to take calls on the go? Open Phone automatically transcribes, summarizes, and highlights next steps from every call, so you never miss a detail. Need insight into what closes a sale? With OpenPhone's AI call tags, you can instantly spot key topics like objections or pricing questions, and use those insights to coach your team and level up every customer interaction. And yes, you can bring your existing number with you for free. Keep your team in sync and your customers happy with OpenPhone. OpenPhone. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try OpenPhone for free at openphone.com/try and get 20% off your first 6 months. That's openphone.com/try. openphone.com/try.
You know, I'm not a Republican, but I listen to you because you speak moderately and reasonably and softly and decently, and I really appreciate that.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back. It's Rich Valdez. We continue our late night national town hall conversation with you all, the American people. And yesterday there was some talk about some pushback on the CEO of Cracker Barrel saying that, you know, they're pushing to have her out because of the bad decision that was made in the rebrand. And, of course, they did a U-turn on that, and here we are. So I want to get some of your thoughts and opinions on that. Let's go to Tony calling us from Silver Spring, Maryland, WMAL. Go right ahead.
Hey, Rich. Good to hear from you again. Yeah, on that subject, there was an article that just shows once again how out of touch CNN is with the American people. The article's titled, After Right-Wing Backlash, Cracker Barrel says it will get rid of its new logo. One of the things that they cited, among others, is that Charlie Kirk on his social media posted a side-by-side comparison of Sidney Sweeney's quote-unquote controversial American Eagle ad and the original Cracker Barrel logo with the new middle.
I saw the CNN article, Tony, and I didn't see this comparison, honestly. I will say that you're right. It was poorly worded. It was backlash from the customers, so much so that their stock price was affected, so much so that it got the attention of the President of the United States, and he made a comment. And only then did they realize, wow, maybe this isn't a good idea. So, yeah, to your point, I agree. CNN always spinning things to make it seem like right-wing backlash. But let's say even if it was right-wing backlash, if you are the Cracker Barrel people, you should be equipped somewhere and say, who is it that comes here? Do we have a bunch of radical leftists that eat in our restaurant, or are they people that are right-wing pushbackers, backlashers, you know, whatever they want to call them? I would venture to say that they have a largely conservative audience or customer base, politically and otherwise, because of the way it is, right? I mean, it's going there, from what I understand. I've never been to one. It's a slice of Americana, as they say. So I can't imagine how, you know, you get the left-wing person in there, and they go, you know, let me do this. And the same is true for any organization. You might be a member of the LGBTQ community, a person that idolizes Karl Marx, someone that has never voted for a Republican or a conservative or independent in your life. You've only voted for progressive Democrats. You believe in everything Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and AOC stand for. You think Zoran Mamdani is fantastic. And let's say you're the CEO of a company. Of a company that has, you know, a largely conservative customer base. As a professional, you should be able to realize that my views don't go over well here, because they don't match that of our customers who spend money on our products and listen to the advertising that we put out. So clearly, you can do a good job if you are a person that doesn't agree with things in any capacity, right? And I don't begrudge anyone like that. So I think when it becomes problematic is like what you see with Cracker Barrel. When it's kind of like working, maybe not enough, and you want to spruce things up, but then you end up getting into a situation where you make things worse. And if we learned anything from the Target stuff, or even worse with Bud Light, and they bounce back, but I mean, Bud Light is a staple in beer, right? Again, I don't think I've ever had a Bud Light in my life, but I'm not really a big beer drinker. But plenty of people have, and I know the brand for sure, and it makes you think, you know. Again, I'm a pretty conservative guy on most fronts. Let's say I became the CEO of a company that had a lot of people that leaned left. I think I could still do the job, just because, you know, maybe I have a skill set to do that job. But it doesn't mean that I get to start imposing my will and changing the way things work in this company, because you're going to lose business. And I think that's the key lesson here. So I think Trump's advice was accurate, and CNN's just beside themselves reporting this the wrong way, saying it's a conservative backlash, when in reality it was just their customers. But if we, you know, aren't mincing words, I would venture to say, my opinion is that most of the customers are probably more conservative than not. Tony, Silver Spring, Maryland, thank you for your call, my friend. I appreciate hearing from you. Amigos, we will continue this late-night national town hall conversation straight ahead. But for some of you, you're hearing this at a time where this will be the end of the program. So to you, I say, hasta la próxima, take care, good night, and God bless you, America. I'm Rich Valdez.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fuera.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump is bypassing Congress and blocking billions of dollars in foreign aid already approved by lawmakers.
The president is using what's known as a pocket rescission. When a president submits a request to Congress to not spend approved funds toward the end of the fiscal year, he has told the House Speaker that he won't be spending nearly $5 billion in approved foreign aid. The president is essentially cutting the budget without going through the legislative branch. This rarely used procedure was last used by President Carter in 1977. Greg Clugston, the White House.
President Trump has revoked Secret Service protection for former Vice President Kamala Harris.
Former vice presidents usually get federal government protection for 6 months after leaving office. Ex-presidents get protection for life. But another person familiar with the matter says then-President Joe Biden quietly signed a directive that had extended protection for Harris beyond the traditional 6 months.
Correspondent Haya Panwani says the move comes just a few weeks before the former vice president kicks off a 15-city book tour promoting a new memoir about her abbreviated, unsuccessful presidential campaign. A redistricting battle for partisan advantage in Congress is spreading across states. Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott Friday signed legislation creating a new U.S. House map that gives Republicans a chance to win as many as five more seats in next year's elections. Stories of bravery and heartache are emerging after the deadly shooting at a Minneapolis Catholic church during a mass celebrating the start of the school year. Friends say one girl was wounded while shielding her buddy as her father, the school gym's teacher, helped usher kids to safety. The aunt of a 13-year-old boy who's recovering after being shot twice says he asked his doctor to pray with him as he was rushed into surgery. The shooting left two students dead and 20 wounded, nearly all of them children. News and analysis at townhall.com.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up. I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code WEALTH25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code WEALTH25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WEALTH25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Over 700,000 popular pressure washers are being recalled. More on the story from correspondent Ed Donahue.
Ryobi brand electric pressure washers are sold at retailers like Home Depot. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says in certain models, a capacitor can overheat and burst, causing parts to be forcefully ejected. There have been 41 reports of explosions that resulted in 32 injuries and/or fractures to fingers, hands, face, and eyes. Anyone who owns the now recalled pressure washers are being told to stop using them right away. A free repair kit is available, which includes a replacement capacitor. I'm Ed Donahue.
Online age checks are on the rise in this country and elsewhere. Asking people for IDs or face scans to prove that they are over 18 or 21 or even 13. To proponents, they're a tool to keep children away from adult websites and other material that might be harmful to them. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. In the world of professional sports, you just don't trade a superstar, unless you're Jerry Jones.
Micah Parsons is headed to the Green Bay Packers in a blockbuster NFL trade, leaving the Dallas Cowboys following a lengthy contract dispute. The Packers gave up first-round picks in 2026 and 2027, along with three-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Kenny Clark, to get Parsons. The Packers agreed on a record-setting $188 million four-year contract that includes $136 million guaranteed. Jason Walker reporting.
The bat tossed in the air by a New Jersey Little Leaguer to celebrate a home run that earned him a suspension later lifted by a judge has sold for nearly $10,000 at auction. All proceeds from the sale of 12-year-old Marco Rocco's signed bat will be donated to the program he plays for, Haddonfield Little League. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, Western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, Western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Live from the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez. America's favorite late-night talk program, featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Welcome to the Friday night edition of the program. We're back for another hour. It's 7 minutes past the top of the hour. And if you want to join us, give me a call, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And, of course, we continue. We have plenty to talk about tonight. We're talking about the Chinese Communist Party. We're talking about tariffs, and I want to talk about the economy a little bit, because there is a story out there about fraudulent unemployment benefits, and you know how a lot of these things end up costing us money. It's kind of like a hidden cost to so many different things. When you have to calculate in the way, like, big stores, department stores, they calculate in what they call shrinkage or loss, you know, people stealing. It's kind of like our government works the same way. We have to calculate in, well, we have Democrats, so we're going to have, we got to write in, you know, for, we have to account for this, for that. We have to spend this much money here, this much money there, this many patronage jobs. And it makes me think, should it be that way? Right? Or is it possible to run government without all of the excess? Or at least without a whole lot of it? I realize, you know, you can't eliminate all evil in life. But I think you can create enough deterrence to stop a lot of it. Again, those are just my thoughts. But I don't know. We're going to find out, though. We're going to take a look at some of the hidden costs of what some Democrats want to do, including Mamdani. Mr. Mamdani, Zoran Mamdani, who's running for mayor of the city of New York. Yesterday we talked about him spending or proposing to spend $65 million for transsexual education in public schools, including the school contributing towards sex change operations, what they call gender-affirming care. And for the life of me, I mean, I can't think of a time ever in my public school life where that would have been a topic that was, you know, even an idea, right? Oh, you know, let me go to my guidance counselor. Why? Well, because, you know, I want to ask Mr. So-and-so or Ms. So-and-so or they, if you will, you know, to see if the school has any funds left in its budget because I'd like to, you know, I'd like to get a double mastectomy or I'd like to, I mean, just so bizarre. To think that $65 million in a school district, why? Why would we, you know, there's certain things that I didn't learn in school. Certain things my parents didn't teach me. And I know them today, right? Everybody learns through the school of hard knocks. That's just the reality of life. So, we can't just automatically, in my opinion, you can't just say, all right, no, that's it. We're going to spend money on these things, and it's just part of the hidden cost of doing business. No, I don't think that's acceptable. I don't think that's something that should happen. Because it's wrong. I mean, just how many ways can we put things? Sometimes you can't really get too eloquent about it. Right is right, wrong is wrong. And most of my life, right has always been right, and wrong has always been wrong. And we've tried to blur these lines in recent years. Okay, I get that. There's, you know, some people saying that, you know, like the attacks on the police, for example. And I don't mean like the people attacking the cops. That's the direct result of the initial attack on police, which I would say is trying to neuter them, trying to, you know, disarm the police, trying to contract with violence interrupters and social workers and provide this type of a safety net for people, in my opinion, is a recipe for more problems. When people know that you're not armed or able to defend yourself, you become a bigger target to the people that are looking to do that type of thing. So I, for one, not a fan of any of these things. I'm looking at an article. It's Curtis Sliwa with the NYPD, and he's helping some people on a subway. Why aren't we putting money into that, right? I think that's the place you need to put money in. You need to bring in more police in New York City and really anywhere else. We've seen it in D.C. We've seen it all over. The reality is there are crime problems in this country in many of the large cities that are run by Democrats. And for years, everything was okay. But it wasn't. Right? Everybody who lives there knows that you live in these bloody times. People are getting murdered. And what happened? Well, the media wasn't as interested in those murders. They didn't care to talk about them. They didn't care to put them out there. What they do care about, of course, is throwing Trump under the bus, Tom Homan under the bus, anybody that believes in whatever policies they believe in, they, you know, they kind of lump you all together and that's it, you're out of here. Now, that's obviously not a good thing. But needless to say, it's something that's necessary. Another thing I'd say is necessary is not only just, you know, doing the right thing with the money that you have in your budget and not frivolously spending it, but also doing the right thing, period. Just making sure you do what's right. And Tom Homan was on CNN earlier today, and he made a really encouraging statement about kids that were MIA, right? Really because they had been allowed into the country And the Department of Health and Human Services said, all right, you are in our custody. And next thing you know, these kids are MIA. They're not checking in. They don't know where they are. They're not with these family members. Sometimes these family members are not even in the country anymore. So where are these children? Well, Tom Homan gave us an update on that today. Listen to this.
Out of the 300,000 children, I looked at the numbers just yesterday. We located over 23,000 of them. So 23,000 locations of the 300,000. What President Trump's committed, we're not going to stop till we find every one of them, or at least, you know, run every lead down on those 300,000 children. That's a big plus for the administration, because the last administration wasn't even looking for them. So, but as far as with Chicago, Chicago's coming along with every other sanctuary city. President Trump is committed that we're going to focus and prioritize sanctuary cities, because that is where the problem is. We know for a fact they're releasing public safety threats to the streets every day rather than handing them over to ICE so we can deport them.
That, again, the border czar Tom Homan, mincing no words. Let ICE deport these people so that they don't get caught up in anything else, like trafficking more children. You know, Kilmar Abrego Garcia became a hero to the left because, for whatever reason, the left seems to embrace criminality, in particular criminality when it's focused on children. Horrible. Horrible, horrible thing to be known for. You know, oh, those guys, yeah. They like to do it. Who wants to be that guy? Anyway, I'm going to take a pause right here. We're going to come back. We're going to continue our discussion. I want to talk about some of the fraudulent unemployment benefits that we talked about before and the hidden cost of Zoran Mamdani's quote-unquote.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Shasta College's Harvest Fest returns to Ross Ranch on Saturday, October 18th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Start the evening with a student showcase, then enjoy a delicious dinner of whole roasted pigs and fresh produce grown by our students, plus local beer and wine, live music, dancing, and auctions. Every ticket helps our agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment students gain the hands-on experience they need to succeed. Get your tickets on Eventbrite or call 530-242-7565.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
By the way, your ratings are up. Congratulations. I had somebody. It's always nice to check. I like to see, even if they're friends, I like to see how are they doing. Are people listening, right?
That's
but
right.
You're doing great.
America at Night with Rich Valdés.
We know that dream lives on in every single person who is here today. It is a dream that we have heard time and again that it has to be deferred. And yet we know that its time has come. As we stand here in the wealthiest city, in the wealthiest country in the history of the world, as we stand here by Wall Street, when last year they had more than $40 billion in bonuses, we ask ourselves, how is it that one in four New Yorkers are still living in poverty? We ask ourselves, how is it that we have still yet to answer the question that Dr. King posed all those decades ago? Because what he said then, and what we must answer now, is what good is it to have the right to sit at a lunch counter if you can't afford to buy a hamburger? So my name is Zohran Kwame Mamdani. I stand before you as a man looking to be the next mayor of this city. And I tell you that every day I will wake up with Dr. King's dream at the forefront of my mind.
You know what's at the forefront of my mind? When I hear Zohran Mamdani speak like this, I wonder to myself, the way he's there saying that there was $40 billion of profit in Wall Street, how dare they, right? And I wonder to myself, does Zohran Mamdani see a woman walking down the street, or a man, and say, excuse me, sir, you're about 300 pounds, you're clearly overweight, you're obese, I don't need a medical degree to determine that. And did you know there are children starving in this world because of you? Do you think he does that? Do you think any one of these lefties do that? Do they stop fat people and say, you know, because of you, because of your ability to eat and gain weight that's superior to other people's ability to eat and gain weight, these children are starving. They're dying because of you. Now, it would make no sense in the world if they said that, right? They'd be like, I don't know, those kids are in another continent. You know, I'm just eating an extra burger here because, you know, why not? But yet, it's okay to come in and say, oh my gosh, we're here in Wall Street and they made $40 billion in profit. So? You mean to tell me that I didn't make $40 billion in profit because of them? Makes no sense. But yet, they will do this all day long. You do it with a megaphone, you throw in some emotion like he did, and we ask ourselves this, and we think about Martin Luther King. Come on, man. Right? In the words of Joe Biden, come on, man. Absolutely not. Until they start asking fat people, excuse me, fat person, did you know that there are children starving because of you? When that happens, I'll start listening to some of these lefties, but not before. I want to talk about Zohran Mamdani, and I want to bring in the CEO of Open the Books Foundation. John Hart is with us. John Hart, welcome, sir.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. And John Hart, you just heard a clip of Zohran Mamdani taking shots at what Karl Marx would call a capitalist system. And he's very angry. A man of considerable means himself, a man of wealth, who lives in a rent-controlled apartment. He's upset that they're making money on Wall Street, but he's not upset to spend money that isn't his. Isn't that right?
That's right. Well, you know, one of the axioms that I've observed, you know, I worked on the Hill for about 15 years. Most of that time was for a legendary fiscal conservative named Tom Coburn. And one of the arguments we made all the time was that the best way to make something expensive is for government to make it affordable. So whenever you have politicians make the argument that Mamdani is now making, that the key to, quote, affordability is more subsidies, more spending, more taxes, what you end up doing is hurting the very people who need help the most in our society.
Kind of like Obamacare.
Yeah, exactly. I call it counterfeit compassion. So it sounds compassion, it uses the words of compassion, but it is actually harmful to disproportionately harmful to lower income people. And you know, as you, the clip you played reminded me of another point is that making rich people poorer does not make poor people richer.
100% right. Where do you think this faulty thinking comes from?
Well, I think that's a very deep philosophical question for a Friday night, but it really comes from kind of a perversion of human nature and economic policy where, you know, people want the path of least resistance. They want something easy. And it's very, the Marxist ideology is very seductive because it appeals to people on a purely emotional level. But once you begin to poke it and prod it, you realize that it fails catastrophically, not just a little bit. It fails catastrophically whenever it's applied in the real world. And you know, there's another way to think of this is that, you know, capitalism is the most unfair system ever devised, except for every other system. So there is no perfect economic system this side of eternity in a fallen and perfect world, but no system ever devised has lifted more people out of poverty, has created more jobs, created more opportunity, combated poverty more effectively than free market capitalism. And it isn't just, you know, conservatives that make this argument. It's people like Bill Gates have made this argument. Bono has made this argument from YouTube. There are people who are more on the center left and left who understand intellectually, when they're honest, that if you really care about low income people, if you really care about opportunity, you have to promote competition. You have to have a meritocracy. Because again, the best way to make something expensive is for government to make it affordable.
That's a great one. I haven't heard that line. Folks, we're on with John Hart, CEO of Open the Books. And John Hart, I think you're tracking here. Mr. Mamdani wants to make everything affordable in New York City, from bodegas to everything else. And your axiom is spot on. But in reality, there's like a price tag attached to these things. And he wants to spend all sorts of money with it. Quite frankly, I have no idea where he's going to get it because he's chasing all the rich people away.
No, that's right. And, yeah, you know, something that everyone listening should read, too, is something called Rich States, Poor States. It's a publication that a group called ALEC puts out. And what they do is they track the migration from states and cities like New York City to places like Florida. And there is a massive migration happening all over the country because of these economic policies. Again, is that when you confiscate people's wealth and you take away their success and their life savings, they're not going to just sit there and take it. They're going to move their capital and move their creative, not just their capital, but their creative potential to other places. And again, ultimately what that does is it decays. It sort of hollows out those cities from within. And sadly, you know, the story of history is kind of relearning the same lessons over and over again. And, you know, we just tried socialism versus capitalism and communism during the Cold War, but there's a whole another generation of people that haven't lived through that. You know, I'm old enough to remember the Reagan era, you know, the end of the Cold War. I'm still excited about the end of the Cold War. I think it was wonderful that we won the Cold War. but people that didn't, you know, grow up with that, you know, awareness of that bipolar communism versus freedom dynamic, they're thinking, oh, wow, let's give these socialist ideas a try. It can't be that bad. And then you have a Democratic Party that has completely lost its mind, that wants to be relevant and is coddling and supporting Mamdani.
Insanity. John Hart, stick with me. I want to get your thoughts on fraudulent unemployment benefits that were recently announced by Senator Ernst. And we're going to continue our conversation with John Hart, CEO at the Open the Books Foundation, openthebooks.com. Don't go anywhere, folks. Coming right back.
You You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. as I step behind the pink mic for powerful and inspiring breast conversations. From prevention and diagnosis to treatment and healing, we're creating a space for education, hope, and community. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen, helping dreams turn into reality, and Swell Endeavors, supporting individuals through expert physical therapy for lymphedema. Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What it take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McLean today at 530-605-4565.
Shape the future.
Furnished by Donors Choose.
Look at Rich Valdez. He's now a radio host, and he's a great radio host.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
But Bill Ramondani's recent triumph in the New York City mayoral primary might suggest another way. While the final count will be released next week, Mamdani, a Democratic socialist endorsed by the likes of Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, is poised to capture the Democratic mayoral nomination, besting disgraced former Governor Andrew Cuomo. And the 33-year-old assembly member from Queens did so with a campaign that was explicitly supportive of trans people. He included specific platform points dedicated to LGBTQ2S+ issues, including a promise of $65 million to trans healthcare. A policy that got the New York Post "This is scary" headline treatment. He was also the only candidate to speak at a trans community town hall during the campaign, after which he wrote on social media that, quote, New York City must be a refuge for LGBTQIA+ people, but private institutions in our own city have already started capitulating to Trump's assault on trans rights. He also pledged to make New York a LGBTQ2S.
The work in the IRS, TSA, FEMA, you name it. And again, they were receiving unemployment benefits while receiving a federal government paycheck, being paid full time. Some of them even claimed overtime while they were receiving unemployment benefits. So we need to recollect that, and we need to fire these fraudsters.
is Senator Joni Ernst, some file tape of her on the Fox Business Channel back in 23 with Larry Kudlow. And this has not gone away. In fact, there's more information about these things. And some of these government workers were in fact, filing for their unemployment from their workstation while they were getting overtime in another job. Really just egregious behavior, an absolute fake phony fraud if I've ever seen one. And I want to get some reaction to that from our guest, because this is really, I think, double bad, right? I mean, you expect people to steal, but you don't expect the government workers to steal from unemployment. That's just beyond the pale. So I want to get into this with John Hart, CEO at Open the Books, openthebooks.com. John Hart, what do you think about this?
Yeah, Richard, this is really sad and outrageous, and sadly it's not surprising, but it isn't just double bad, it's really triple bad in some ways, because number one is you're spending money on jobs that are probably not all that efficient and necessary. That's scarce dollars and capital that isn't going to people who are producing things. And then second, you're having this money, you know, defrauded from taxpayers. And then third, every dollar that goes to an unemployment benefit that's fraudulent is a dollar not available to someone that may have a legitimate claim. And so you're really hurting. Again, this is a counterfeit compassion argument, is that we hear so often that, oh, it's cruel, it's unfair to fire federal employees who aren't performing a vital service, but yet, you know, we have these examples where these jobs themselves can have tremendously negative effects on the economy. And then it's ripe for abuse, and Senator Ernst has done a phenomenal job, calling these things out. And there's, you know, examples, like there was a full-time Department of Labor employee who got nearly $46,000 in jobless benefits while claiming every week for a year and a half that he didn't work or receive income, but he had a job. You know, there was a Postal Service employee in Michigan collected hundreds of thousands of dollars from unemployment assistance from multiple states over 4 years. You know, there was a postal worker in Massachusetts that also got employment assistance, unemployment assistance while being employed by the post office. So the list goes on and on of people who were defrauding the government for unemployment benefits. And this is why transparency is so important, because what has enabled Senator Ernst to find these examples is a bill that we helped draft over 20 years ago called the Federal Funding Accountability and Transparency Act that lets taxpayers track every dollar and puts it all online. So it doesn't move as fast as we want. We want to have an upgrade to that and have truly real-time transparency. But it is getting increasingly hard for fraudsters to hide their behavior. And as new technology comes online, it's going to be harder to do that. So I really give Senator Ernst a lot of credit for being diligent and doing the research that's necessary to root this out, identify it.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't seem like an easy task to try to track this down. But you've got, you know, multiple employees taking hundreds of thousands of dollars in fraudulent unemployment payments. Just absolutely crazy. But I want to dig into this, because you said, you know, it takes a specific amount of work, and you guys at Open the Books helped write the law on this. And for those who are just joining us for the first time, tell them a little bit about your work at Open the Books and what you guys are doing. John Hart.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you brought up Joni Ernst, because I'll give you, I don't often give this person credit publicly because he gets embarrassed, but there's Ernst budget advisor is a guy named Roland Foster, who is the legislative director for Coburn when I was the comms director for Coburn. And Roland and I worked together 20 years ago to help write a bill called the Federal Funding Accountability and Transparency Act. And what that bill did is it put all federal spending online in a searchable database. If you go back in time 20 years ago, you know, one of the big new technologies was the Google search engine. And you know, that has proven to be really a groundbreaking transformative technology, where now we take it for granted. You can type in something and search it and find all this information. But you know, as a kid, I grew up with the Encyclopedia Britannica, and it was just incredible. Yeah, the encyclopedia, you get to open it and flip through these pages, and then all of a sudden you realize every encyclopedia ever written is going to be online. You can type in a few words or a sentence and find all this data. And it occurred to us that we'd have to do the same thing for government spending. And back in, in the early 2000s, we were told by, all the powers that be in Washington is this is impossible. We'd never get all of these disparate databases with federal agencies to coordinate. And we said, no, that's absurd. That's ridiculous. We have to do this. We've got to figure out a way to put all the spending online. And the vision and the dream was to crowdsource oversight, was to create an ecosystem of groups, of individuals, people like you and your show and your listeners who would hear about these stories and then go do their own research and hold government accountable. And it really is in keeping with the founders' vision for limited government, that instead of growing federal agencies, we want to grow your agency and your ability to pursue happiness on your terms with your own resources, and to hold elected officials accountable and make sure that the focus of power in a free society is with we the people, not with politicians in Washington. And that was the dream. That is the dream. And little stories like this illustrate that when we the people pay attention, change really can happen. And that's the whole vision of Open the Books, is making sure the books stay open and that we have maximum transparency and to put every dime online in real time is the mission.
John Hart, CEO of Open the Books, openthebooks.com. Tell everybody how they can follow the work you did. I mean, you just made a really great statement and you pointed out a lot of facts. If people are like, man, I like this guy, I want to learn more about what he's doing, where do they go?
Yeah, openthebooks.com. We've got our main website. There's a place where you can go in and do your own searches for our, we make our entire database of government spending accessible. And our database, Rich, includes not just the federal spending that I talked about that we put online, mm-hmm. 20 years ago, it includes state and local as well. So we built a data capture operation that is the biggest database of government spending in human history. And, right. And it's an extremely powerful tool. So you can find state and local spending. And a good example of how this is useful is when the fires happened in California recently, we were the organization that was able to find all of the salaries and all the pay structure for the fire chief, and we put out reports so people could track where their money had gone. Otherwise, it can sometimes be really hard to get that information quickly. So our main website is where you can do those searches, openthebooks.com, and then we have a Substack, openthebooks.substack.com is where you can find the reports. We have one on the Pentagon waste, and there's an incredible amount of bloat at the Pentagon. There's this use it or lose it rule that we're trying to get overturned, where at the end of every fiscal year in September, the Pentagon spends billions and billions of dollars on things like lobster tail, ribeye steak, furniture. Exactly. So we're urging, I think Secretary Hegseth wants to do the right thing. He has a lot on his plate, but this is one priority that he really ought to put front and center and say, this is going to end. This is never going to happen again. And he has the authority and I think the desire to do that. So we're urging him to take that step this month and make sure that we do not have another year end spending spree.
Yeah, we've done plenty of spending. It's time to move beyond that. John Hart, I want to thank you for being here. Folks, check out the website, openthebooks.com. You're not going to be disappointed. John Hart, for people who want to follow you on social media, where do they go?
Just go to X at JohnHart333. You can follow all of our stuff there.
Give him a follow.
JohnHart333.
John Hart, you are a gentleman, a scholar, and a patriot, and I thank you for being here, sir.
Thanks so much. Happy to do it.
You bet. Godspeed to you. And amigos, your thoughts, your calls, your reactions, and opinions straight ahead.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Are you? Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Why choose the Sleep Number Smart Bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number biggest sale of the year. All beds on sale up to 50% off the limited edition smart bed. Plus free premium delivery with any smart bed and adjustable base. Ends Labor Day. All Sleep Number smart beds offer temperature solutions for your best sleep. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Online security is a must, and millions are choosing NordVPN to stay safer and more private online. And you can do that too. Get NordVPN with 77% off and up to 3 months extra. NordVPN will encrypt your online traffic from data snoopers and internet service providers, while NordVPN's Threat Protection Pro will reduce risk of phishing and alert you about the fake online shops and known scams. And that's not all.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Was to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
I want to say thank you for what you do. You people speak the truth.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Teenager has been charged as a juvenile with unregistered firearms, unregistered ammunition, making threats, and receiving stolen property. He made his first appearance here in juvenile court yesterday, and he was ordered held in a secure juvenile facility until next Friday.
According to a search warrant filed in Superior Court, ATF agents working on a task force with Metro Transit Police somehow learned of what appeared to be an ominous threat posted to Instagram. A screen grab of the posting shows what agents say is the teen holding a gun with an image of a drop of blood coming out of the barrel. We have blurred the teen's face since he is charged as a juvenile. The message says, OMW to school, or on my way to school. A second photo shows the same teen holding a gun and wearing a backpack. According to the search warrant, officers then went to the teen's school, identified in the document as Idea Public Charter School in Northeast. Officials at the school confirmed to police the teen is a student there. However, nothing in the public filing indicates what school the teen may have been referencing in his social media post. In its posting to X, ATF Washington included this photo showing 6 guns, magazines, and ammunition. The warrant says agents found 7 guns at the home.
This is crazy stuff. So, you know, at first I see this and I say, oh my gosh, this kid posts a picture of a gun And next thing you know, he's got cops at his door. I am not opposed to anybody posting pictures of guns. I think if you have guns and you want to take pictures, go right ahead. That what got him in trouble here was this threat. Now, I don't know exactly what the threat was. If he's just saying on his way to school, I guess they're trying to put two and two together. But either way, this hunch was right. The ATF and Metro Transit Police were involved in all of this, and they say they've interrupted and intervened in what could have led to a school shooting in Washington, D.C. They served a search warrant related to the case, and they found seven guns. Now, I don't know whose they were, but this unidentified juvenile was arrested after the investigation based on his social media, confirming that there were violent threats against the school. So, as you heard in the report, they're saying he's not just a risk to himself, but to the community as well. And this, again, I'm never a fan of anybody. You post whatever pictures you want. There's something called free speech. There's also a Second Amendment. If you're not threatening people, you should be okay. But we got to make sure that that's the case, right? And I'm not saying that, you know, they didn't. Obviously, they uncovered a bunch of firearms here. Why would this kid have those? It seems clear to me these are not things that he bought, right? These are not things that, or I should say that, you know, he bought legally. You know, it's not like he went and he's a gun collector. So I get it. Great job to the men and women involved in this. Excellent job. But it begs the question to me, what is going on here? You know, where are these parents? What is the story, and why would this kid talk about this stuff, right? Is it him being immature? Like, you know, I'm going to go do whatever, but not really doing anything at all. Or was this something more? And that's the part, you know, we don't have the answer to. We just know that he got locked up, and they didn't take a chance on whether it was a joke or it could be more. They did the right thing. But, wow. Really just a crazy time, in my opinion, to be alive, to just see what's going on in the world. Wow. Anyway, I'm going to get to your thoughts, your calls, your reactions, and, of course, so much more when we return. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Oh, these polymers aren't as flexible as Batch K3.
Researcher Laurie is stretched thin.
Did you get the vulcanization analytics from V66? Wait, are these rubber scores from last week?
She needs to hire new lab technicians so she can bounce back into her old self.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our matching platform lets you spend less time searching and more time connecting with candidates. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. We're a different kind of wireless company dedicated to serving people 50 and up, like me. Because let's face it, our needs are different. Big wireless unlimited plans are designed for 20-somethings, not us. At Consumer Cellular, we're focused on one thing, bringing you affordable, reliable rate plans that suit your needs, not ours. How do we do that? We start by using the same towers as the big guys, the exact same towers. We then create rate plans designed for your usage. The fact is, we can offer you an unlimited plan with the same network quality for less because we understand how you use wireless services. Our plans start at just $20 a month. And forget trying to chat with robots. You'll get 100% US-based award-winning customer service when you need help. Come find out how wireless should be and join the millions who have made the switch.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto paying, e-billing, C-side for additional facts.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number biggest sale of the year. All beds on sale up to 50% off the limited edition smart bed. Plus free premium delivery with any smart bed and adjustable base. Ends Labor Day. All Sleep Number smart beds offer temperature solutions for your best sleep. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Free trial is 7 days. If customer does not cancel prior to the end of a trial period, fees will apply.
You hear that? That's the sound of your business losing money. Legacy phone systems weren't built for today's teams.
Open Phone gives your business a smarter way to stay connected. Open Phone lets you manage calls, texts, voicemail, and contacts all in one place so that you and your team can deliver a seamless customer experience from ring to need to take calls on the go? Open Phone automatically transcribes, summarizes, and highlights next steps from every call, so you never miss a detail. Need insight into what closes a sale? With Open Phone's AI call tags, you can instantly spot key topics like objections or pricing questions, and use those insights to coach your team and level up every customer interaction. And yes, you can bring your existing number with you for free. Keep your team in sync and your customers happy with Open Phone. Open Phone. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try OpenPhone for free at openphone.com/try and get 20% off your first 6 months. That's openphone.com/try. openphone.com/try.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
What's up, America? Welcome back. Rich Valdez. And all sorts of people are out. I mean, let me tell you, they spent the summer strategizing, and it looks like they're coming out with a vengeance. The Democrats are no longer resting on their laurels. You've got former President Barack Obama and his Attorney General Eric Holder just cut an ad calling Texas and Florida redistricting racist, and then they go ahead and ask for money. And it's just interesting to see how it goes, considering Illinois did this, California's done this. When they did it, it wasn't racist, it wasn't white supremacy, it wasn't wrong. But when Texas decides to redistrict, it's the worst thing in the world. And all I can say is I think the American voters, many of them might be unaware and uninformed, but not, and I shouldn't say many, some. But I think the majority of people aren't blind, and they see stuff, and they realize it's not. It's going to take a lot more than Barack Obama and Eric Holder saying that everything is bad for everybody to believe that everything is bad. I believe it's going to take more. But I got a clip of this. It's a short one. Listen to number four. Check this out.
Hey, everybody. It's Barack, and I am here with my good friend, Attorney General Eric Holder, because we're facing an existential threat to our democracy, and we need your help.
Right now, in states across the country, like Texas and Florida, these extreme conservative politicians are announcing and acting on plans to slice and dice House districts with the goal of preserving their own power while diluting the voting power of communities of color.
They're doing the same thing in Ohio, trying to give one-party control over almost 90% of congressional seats.
Rather than facing their voters at the polls next year, they're trying to silence them instead.
Eric and I started the NDRC to win fights like this. So, if you want your voice to be heard in next year's midterm elections and beyond, help us meet this moment and preserve our democracy.
Well, thank you, President Obama. And listen, I say everybody wants to preserve democracy, protect the republic, for sure. The problem with an ad like this is that people also know how to count. And when somebody knows how to do math and they start looking at places like Texas or Florida or these other states, and they say, all right, so hold on, how many congressional seats do we have? And they come up with a number, 10, 25, 30, whatever, right? And you say, okay, so we have 30 districts, 30 congressional seats. And then they go, well, how many of these people in our country, in our state, specifically, voted for a Republican? And they come up with a number. If that number doesn't look like the amount of congresspeople you have representing you, the representatives in the House of Representatives, then something is off. Yet you have that. You have some states that have 40% Republican vote, 60% Democrat, but yet they don't have 40% representation when it comes to Congress. They've got like 80%. California is one of those. Illinois is one of those. So talk about a threat. I'd say the real threat here is having Americans that know how to count, and they're going to be able to call you out on this. So shame on you, Eric Holder. Shame on you, Barack Obama. And amigos, stick around. There's more to come straight ahead. It's Rich Valdez. Friday night, we're live, 833-4-VALDEZ.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. Texas has made the first move in a battle over redistricting.
There is a new voting map in Texas. Governor Greg Abbott signed the bill into law.
Texas is now more red in the United States Congress.
The new congressional voting map is designed to help Republicans gain more seats in the 2026 midterms. President Trump has been pushing for the new map. Republicans have a slim majority in the House. Before Texas lawmakers passed their new map, California passed a bill supported by Governor Gavin Newsom, putting before voters a new Democratic-leaning map to counter any gains Republicans could make in Texas. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump has revoked Secret Service protection for former Vice President Kamala Harris. More on this story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Former vice presidents typically get federal government protection for 6 months after leaving office, but President Biden extended Harris's Secret Service detail for an additional year. That extra year is being revoked, according to the White House. The move comes just a few weeks before the former vice president kicks off a 15-city book tour promoting a new memoir about her abbreviated presidential campaign. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The divided U.S. appeals court ruled Friday that most of President Trump's tariffs are illegal, undercutting his use of the levies as a key international economic policy tool. The court allowed the tariffs to remain in place through October 14th to give the Trump administration a chance to file an appeal with the Supreme Court. The president promptly responded on Truth Social, decrying the ruling. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has revoked the visas of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and 80 other officials ahead of next month's annual high-level meeting of the U.N. General Assembly. The Palestinian Authority denounced the visa withdrawals as a violation of U.S. commitments as the host country of the U.N. and urged the State Department for a reversal. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Rowan. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month, but what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk. A wireless company that actually stands for something.
A American financial institutions are being told to be on guard for suspected Chinese money laundering networks.
The Treasury Department says those networks, working with Mexican drug cartels, handle money that's used to flood America with the deadly drug. The Trump administration is calling on banks, brokers, and others to flag customers who may fit the profile of those who could launder money for the cartels. That might include Chinese nationals such as students, retirees, and housewives with unexplained wealth, as well as those who refuse to provide information about the source of their money. Rich Thomason, Washington.
A feud over management of one of North America's longest rivers has been simmering in the courts for years. It reached a boil when the U.S. Supreme Court sent western states and the federal government back to the negotiating table. The battle over the Rio Grande may be nearing a resolution now as New Mexico, Texas, and Colorado announced proposed settlements Friday to reduce groundwater pumping along the dwindling river. News and analysis at townhall.com. Online age checks are on the rise in this country and elsewhere.
The checks ask people for IDs or face scans to prove that they're over 18 or 21 or even 13. To proponents, they're a tool to keep children away from adult websites and other material that might be harmful to them. But opponents see a worrisome trend toward a less secure, less private, and less free Internet, where people can be denied access not just to pornography, but news, health information, and the ability to speak openly and anonymously. John Scott reporting.
Stocks lost ground on Wall Street a day after the market hit its latest all-time highs. The S&P 500 fell 0.6% Friday. The index ended August up 1.9%. The Dow fell 92 points or 0.2%. The NASDAQ Composite fell 1.2% in trading on Friday. Monday is closed for Labor Day. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Live from the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez. America's favorite late-night talk program, featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media, your liberty-loving Latino amigo. Happy to be with you this evening. It is 7 minutes past the top of the hour this Friday night. We're live and national, and let me give you the phone number. We're launching Open Phone America right here this hour. I want to hear from you on a number of topics, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ, and It's Friday night, so I'm going to, you know, loosen up a little bit here. I was at the gym earlier. I actually changed my gym schedule. I normally work out 3 days a week, 2 days a week. This week I worked out 5 days, and because I'm trying to, you know, lose a little bit of weight and put on weight in a couple of other areas with weightlifting. And let me tell you, I think the best schedule is 5 days a week. It's probably what's best for your body, 2 rest days, 5 days going in. But I say all of that to say I am exhausted. So if I sound tired, it's because I went to the gym later in the day, and I usually go earlier. So forgive me if I'm a drag. But I want to get into a couple of things. And one of the things I want to talk about is an interesting story. May not matter to a lot of people, but I happen to love fast food. Not good for you, so I don't eat it as much. But Taco Bell was one of my faves. You know, yo quiero Taco Bell. And the Taco Bell people are now rethinking their AI drive-thru after a man ordered 18,000 bottles of water. This is kind of crazy, right? Now, I haven't used the AI at the Taco Bell, but I have been to the Golden Arches. And you pull up there, and right away there's some, you know, AI-sounding voice that says, "Will you be using the McDonald's app today?" And I always go, "No, I'm not." Because I feel like I never get good discounts or whatever. It's not worth having the app, in my opinion. But Taco Bell, rethinking this stuff because the restaurants in question they've been made fun of, right? People are making funny videos of the technology that they're employing, and these things are getting a lot of action. In one clip, a customer seemingly crashed the system by ordering 18,000 water cups, while another person got an increasingly, he became increasingly angry as the AI repeatedly asked him to add more drinks to his order. I'd probably get mad at that too. Since 2023, the fast food chain has been introducing AI technology at about 500 locations in the U.S., with their hope to reduce mistakes as they went along and, of course, speed up orders. But the AI seems to have served up the exact opposite, right? Slower serving times and increased friction. So it didn't quite work out the way they intended. But I'm curious to know if you guys have tried this AI, you know, drive-through. I had not. Other than, like I said, saying I'm not using the app, I don't know that I've ever made an order completely with a robot. Some people that seem like robots, yes, but the actual robot, no. So, I don't know. I'm curious to know what you guys think. 833-4-VALDEZ. Now, the chief digital and technology officer at Taco Bell, that's Dane Matthews, told the Wall Street Journal that deploying the AI voice had its specific challenges, saying sometimes it lets me down, but sometimes it really surprises me. He said the firm was learning a lot, but they would definitely think again and carefully about where to go and use this AI moving forward, because it's probably not best to be used at drive-thrus. So that's probably a good piece of advice. But just imagine, right? You go and you're trying to, like, prank the machines, 18,000 cups of water. It's bananas. No, it's tacos. Anyway, I want to know what you think about that. Now, if you're going to buy 18,000 cups of water, and presuming they charge it at 50 cents, you know, instead of giving it to for free, you're probably going to need some money. Now, where are you going to get this money? Well, maybe you're playing the Powerball tomorrow. Powerball jackpot is beyond $1 billion. That's crazy. Now, I think I've played Powerball once or twice before, and I didn't win, obviously, because I would have told everybody if I won. But tomorrow's drawing is expected to be above $1 billion. This is the sixth time in the history of the game that it's gone this high. So kudos to everybody in New York that can play this game, and I hope you win. And I got to say, sometimes you got to be in it to win it. Personal story, my brother Bobby, Robert Valdez, he passed away a couple of years ago. He played a $20 scratch-off and won $5 million from a $20 scratch-off. And he was already a wealthy guy. He had a very, very good business. But an extra $5 million doesn't hurt, especially after taxes. I think you still walk away with like $3.5 million, $3.25 million, something like that. Great. So, yes, sometimes all you do need is a dollar and a dream. And Godspeed to everybody who plays. Hopefully you win. I never play because I never win. But it's good to see that these are real things and they happen to real people. And I can attest for that just from my brother. He was on News 12, the local news channel, with this huge check from the state saying he won. And they paid him. And he was able to go and spend money and save money and do a lot of things with business. So I wish everybody the best if you're playing the Powerball tomorrow night. And I want to get into a few things this hour. Of course, we're going to get to some of your calls as well. But I want to get into the issue of veterans not getting the support they need at some of the most critical times and them deciding that they have to check out, that they have to throw in the towel. Suicide's the only way out. This is problematic for many. But we have to be there, I think. You have to be able to come alongside the people in your community, whether they look like you or they don't look like you. Doesn't matter to me. We just have to be there for them. And we're going to learn more about how we all can do more to be there for veterans and what specifically what Mission Roll Call is doing to be there for veterans as well. So don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective. It does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies.
And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
And we're going to continue our conversation on a couple of fronts. We've been talking about fraudulent spending in the government. We're talking about the radical nature of the Democrat Party as of late. We're talking about the prevention of veteran suicide. We're going to do a little bit more of that after the bottom of the hour. And we're talking about the Powerball jackpot passing $1 billion for the first for the sixth time in its history. And, of course, I was talking about being tired from the gym and Taco Bell maybe stopping some of their AI use at drive-thrus, which I just think that's funny. So I want to get your thoughts on everything we've been discussing tonight. Lots to discuss. Let's go to the phones. Where do I want to start? Well, we'll start with the first story we started with was President Trump losing in court. A three-judge panel, they decided that tariffs were illegal, and now the administration will be moving forward. They have until October 14th to continue the existing tariff policy, and between now and then, obviously, they have to get in touch with the Supreme Court to, you know, get the final say on this. And I suspect that the Supreme Court's going to say, these judges were being activists. They just wanted to slow you down and, you know, try and put a damper on things. But ultimately, it's going to be very difficult to tell a sitting president who was elected by the people that they cannot, in effect, run their government or have duties on foreign goods. You know, taxes on imports is a thing. It's always been a thing. And for this court to say it's not a thing, I think is a real stretch. But again, they're always stretching and reaching and reinventing themselves and contorting themselves to try and create some semblance of truth when it comes to El Trompito Donaldus Magnus, the 45th and 47th president of these United States. So let's see what, you know, others have to say. Let's go to San Francisco, California, KSFO, and check in with David. David, go right ahead.
Oh, thanks, Rich. As we come into the holiday weekend, just a reminder to the audience, if you're going to buy gasoline and go traveling, boycott Chevron. They're the ones that have the drilling rights for the oil underneath Gaza. And this war would not be happening if it wasn't for Chevron.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you this. I've actually been boycotting Chevron as long as I've been a driver. I've never put Chevron in my car. And reason why, early in life, I don't even know if it was true, but some of my friends that were anti-communist said, you know, they get all of their oil from Hugo Chavez in Venezuela. And that was all I needed to hear, them and Valero, which I think is a Venezuelan gas company. And that was it. I said, all right, good. There's plenty of other ones out there. I'm happy to not indulge. So look, for once, we agree it's Labor Day. David in San Francisco, California. Godspeed to you, my friend. Enjoy the weekend, and thank you. Let's see. Where do we go now? Let's go to Connecticut. We're going to check in with Joe. Joe is calling us from Bethel, Connecticut, WLAD. Joe, go right ahead, sir.
Happy Labor Day, Mr. Valdez.
Oh, thank you, Joe. That's very kind of you. Thank you, sir.
It
right back
is written, the laborers are few.
Oh, yeah, right. Right. The work is plentiful, but the laborers are few. That's the truth, right? You look at that. You look at the, whether it's the Bible, the political landscape, your backyard, whatever, right? There's always more work than people to do the work. You're right. The work is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Any big plans for Labor Day, Joe?
I'm not going to work.
Good for you. It sounds like you've earned that, right? And I'm happy that you'll be taking
How about you?
You know, I'm going to have a little cookout, some friends and family and stuff like that, to try and say goodbye to summer, which honestly left. I would say summer left us probably about a week ago. I think last weekend I was down the shore in New Jersey, and it got really chilly at night. And, you know, once that's the first sign that summer is on its way out is that it's not hot at night anymore. It gets cool at night. So I'll be having my last hurrah. And then, you know, soon after then, as soon as my tan starts to fade, I will be in Miami or in Puerto Rico or somewhere making sure I keep the tan going because I really do enjoy the warm weather. And I don't like, many people love the fall. You know, people who live in New York on the East Coast, like you in Connecticut, a lot of people love the changing of the colors of the tree. I'm not one of them. I would love to see the trees be green all year. I don't care for the leaves on the floor and the mess that it makes. If we could just have them stay green and stay on the tree, I'd be the happiest guy. So I'm looking forward to moving to warmer temperature as God permits, as time permits. So that's kind of where I'm at, Joe. Thank you for asking, though. I appreciate it, my brother. And we continue. Let us go. LAD, by the way, WLAD in the building. Now, where do we go? We're going to WVMT. That's the Vermont station. The Vermont station, which spills over into Canada, Montreal, Canada. And our buddy Tony is a Canadian listening on WVMT. Tony, go right ahead.
You're amazing, Rich. I love listening to you guys. You're an educator. That's what I got to call you. You're an educator, and you're a provoker. In French, we call you provocateur. You're provoking thought, and you're doing it in a really fair way. And I always give you kudos for that. I just want to talk a little bit about these different left wing governments in municipal cities across North America, and you start with this guy in Minneapolis. I call him Omar Gashouse Fata. And
he just got disowned by the Democrats, right? They rescinded their endorsement and said we're not backing this guy.
Yeah, and then you have this other Karen Bass. Well, we've bashed her enough, so Rock Bass, and I've lost my tongue in Ghana. And you have Cheryl Parker. Cheryl is Cher, like S-H-C-H-E-R, and L, like the Français, E-L-L-E. Not just S, not like Cheryl, the great singer that we have, you know, but she has a special spelling. And then you have Michelle Wu, Valerie Greenplant in Montreal, Bruno Marchand, another left-wing Zoranista in Quebec City. And, of course, you have Newsom, who spent something like $9 billion. No, wait, hang on. How much? $11 billion. Took him 9 years to build 1,600 feet of a electric train, which is a bridge to nowhere. Imagine, $11 billion. And then, of course, you have Olivia Chow, in another Zoranista in Toronto. And, of course, Zoran Mandamus. I call him Zoran Mandamus. Another
like
Zoranista, but Mandamus? You know, and you know, like this lady Olivia Chow, she has her name in Mandarin, and then she has her name in the other traditional Chinese name. So can't speak proper English, but she's the mayor of Toronto, pushing DEI, spending lots of money. And the general idea of all these people, Rich, is that they have the tax base under manette, as we say in French, under handcuff. They have our money, yeah, and they could spend it on vanity projects, whether electric trains or bike, what I call bike traps in Montreal, rather than bike paths. And you have the people like Zoranista in New York spending how many millions of dollars? What business does that gentleman have to promote the idea of DEI in elementary or any educational school? His job is to deliver water, garbage services, keep up the pools, keep up the parks, and deliver municipal services, clean the streets. If you have snow, clean the snow. And if you have garbage, pick it up. I don't
100%
think-
right. I think you're spot on. People have to do what's right. And I always say right is right, wrong is wrong. A, thank you for your kind words, Tony. I appreciate it. And B, I want to ask you and everybody else that's listening a question. And the question is, what do we know about veteran suicide? How do we improve that? We got a clip coming up that you're going to hear. And if you have stories or, you know, something you want to share, feel free, 833-482-5337. The late, great Jim Bohannon served this country in uniform and always made it a point to highlight veterans, especially those in need and those facing these types of dire situations like facing suicide. So we'll continue that together straight ahead. I'm Rich Valdez.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
785-9132. Listen, I like your show. It's the best night show there is. I think you got the best spirit, the best emotions. You're real. You're really a good guy.
America at Night. With Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
All right, amigos, welcome back. And we continue with Open Phones Across America. Open Phone America is a time-honored tradition on this program. You know, it started with the late Larry King when he started this back in 1978, taking over this time slot from Long John Neville on the Mutual Broadcast System, MBS. And, of course, his newsman, the legend himself, Jim Bohannon, taking over, carrying that torch for 30 years. Open Phone America. And now you and me get to have this late-night national town hall conversation, live and national, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And let's go to Frank. Frank is in Cumberland, Maryland, WCBC. Frank, go for it.
Last night you said, I think it was 8 years that you spent in the Office of Admissions at a college. Could you please tell us what you learned about the students, the potential students, the teachers, the administrators, the system, and human nature in general?
All right. Hang on, just in case you have a follow-up, because I learned so much. What you come up with great questions. You must have been a producer in radio in your past life, Frank. But, you know, I did learn so much. Principally what I learned about students first. Principally it was adult students that were trying to complete a baccalaureate degree, and they worked, and it was, an accelerated program for people that had gone to college and then kind of bailed out on college to work or start a family. And I can tell you that it's like meeting somebody who was fat and becomes fit. Right? Those people, you're not going to complain around those people because they've done so much. They put in so much work in order to overcome so many odds. And what ends up happening with that, same thing, when you have these adult students working, you know, minimum 40 hours a week, and now they're cracking open their books and they're studying to get this, you know, degree that likely will help them in their career field. You can't help but admire their tenacity and respect their work ethic. And I met so many just really passionate, committed professional people doing that type of work. So the students were great, and it was really, I think I was more blessed by them than they were by anything I could ever offer them. About the administrators and the school culture, I watched it kind of change because I was there. I wasn't just in one school, I was in several, but I was in one school two different times, both prior to my service in the state of New Jersey, and then when I stopped working in the Christie administration, I went back, and worked there again. And, in a similar role, more marketing focused than, specifically admissions. But, to put all of it to bed, what I learned in those two go rounds was the first time around, it was a dream team. You had people that were truly committed all the time to people's education and putting the student first and putting in, you know, going the extra mile. It was never about them. It was always about how we can help these people. And that was really the attitude. That's what made it work. It was a small school, about 1,000 students enrolled. And I loved it. I really did. It was a great time. Second go-round, there were some changes. There were some new characters, new people, new high-level administrators. Same president, but the bureaucracy had grown a little bit. And you could tell that the focus on the students, there were less bleeding hearts for the students. And you could see it and you could feel it. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I would presume it had a little bit of both, right? It was probably good in that the fiscal management of the school was tighter and there was more of a focus on, you know, we are here to make money. This is a business, not just to help people. And you need to balance those two. And so it was interesting to see the culture and organizationally how it changed, in the time that I was there. In the first go around, the first 4 years, I spent in more career focused education. And, what I learned there was really just most people have very similar needs, Frank. And they come in and they're looking to meet a need, and they believe that this education that you might be able to provide them with meets that need one way or another. The first school, not the first school, but the second school I worked at had a lot of focus on healthcare. They had a nursing program for licensed practical nurses, and they had a surgical technology program for people who wanted to become board certified as surgical techs to assist in operating room, in surgeries with surgeons. And very, very good field. You're talking about a year and a half of schooling and very, very specialized knowledge. And it was great to meet those people because it wasn't an easy course. It was hard to get into. It required a lot of commitment. And again, you start to figure out, you know, who the people that go into healthcare are and the people that really make a difference in our lives when we're all in the healthcare system. And that was great. Again, another real blessing to see these people, how committed they were and how much they actually did. And overall, I learned that the cost of higher education, post-secondary education specifically, is expensive. And I felt that, you know, in 2006 and 7 and those years that I was there, that we were reaching the point of diminishing returns on a higher education investment. And I believe that we have not only arrived at that place, but we've now surpassed that place where anybody going to college today, you're no longer, in my opinion, in many situations, not all, you know, if you're getting a professional license out of it, you will likely make your money back. But if you're not, you may put yourself in a position where this is a liability and not an asset. And that's purely based on the price. If you spend a fortune, if you're spending $42,000 a year and you're studying gender studies, well, then guess what? You're probably never going to make that money back. And that's the unfortunate part. But that's one's choice, right? You know, I guess people will make the debate over if there's Pell Grants involved and if there's, you know, some sort of federal aid that, you know, we're all kind of footing the bill for. But that's always been there, and that's not something I think that we're able to change. But definitely a consideration, as, you know, that's part of the conversation. Did I get everything, Frank, or no?
I think you touched all the bases.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate the really good question. Always an in-depth question with you, Frank. And I'm going to take a pause here, and then I'm going to come back to one of my favorites. We call him the Gilla in Manila, Gil, who is streaming the show out of Georgia, WGKA. He's in San Antonio, Texas, but it is Gil from the Philippines. Gil from Manila is coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius, or two half geniuses, and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments including pills, chews, and more. 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
No hair, no care. And live on the air, it's Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
All right, amigos, Rich Valdez, welcome back. We continue our late night national town hall conversation. 833-482-5337 is the phone number, or as she just said, 833-4-VALDEZ. And I want to go to my man, Gil, the Gila from Manila. Go right ahead, sir.
Well, you just mentioned the problem with suicide.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
I'm going to have my eye surgery on Tuesday, and I'm looking forward to renewing my driver's license. And I always have something to look forward to, but so many people don't. They're alone, and I don't know what can be done about it, but I think that's the reason.
Well, you know what? I think part of what you're talking about is so important. And it's, to me, it's the cornerstone of society is family. And what you're describing is family, and just really it's just a hospital. It's allowing family to be there. And I'll tell you this, Gil, you know, both my parents are not with me anymore, and they had their own health issues, and I went through a long series of care with each of them, and I can tell you that it makes all the difference in the world for them, for the patient that's, you know, ailing, to be around the people they want to be around, 100%, right? You're willing to fight for your health a lot more if the people that you love and love you are there. I think makes it easier on the nursing staff
when they have more help in the room. So, you know, I've always been a fan of people that allow a good amount of people. You know, my family, we're Puerto Rican, we have a big family. So if the hospital has one of those policies, like, oh, one at a time or no more than two, you know, we figure out quickly how to, you know, game the system and get five or six people in there. And we're having a little party. And it's always been that way. And, you know, obviously we're going to try and befriend the nurse that comes to try to kick us out so she doesn't call security. And try not to make too much noise. You know, bring donuts, bring coffee, bring whatever you can to bribe them. You got to bribe away. But I love that they're treating you right, Gil. Because you're right. This is what people need in order to heal. Do you agree?
Okay. Can I tell a quick joke?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Well, you know, I was in the hospital for a month in Manila with pneumonia, and the complications of that were why I'm here. I lost most of my hearing and my eyesight in one eye because of the medications, but they saved my life. Well, when I was discharged from the hospital, the doctor said, we've done all we could do. The rest is up to you. And he looked at my wife and he said, love is the best medicine. Mm. And I said, oh, yeah? Well, if love is the best medicine, why does she hide my Viagra?
Yeah. I look, another one I'm laughing at. You did good again. I usually miss these. You did an excellent job with that one. Your comedic timing and delivery is impeccable as always, sir, and I appreciate it. Once you get your eye surgery, is that it for you? Do we no longer have you in the States? Are you going back home?
No, I'll be here for therapy probably for a year.
Oh, good. So are you coming to New York or what?
Well, because I lost most of my hearing, I now have vertigo. And it's called vestibular issues. And they have a special program of vestibular therapy, and I'm going to try to get into that. But you see, since we've been here in the United States, my wife has begun to like it. I think I told you our daughter is entering the United States Army.
Yes.
Following, I had two careers in the Army. One, I was with Jim in the National Security Agency, and then I had 9 years in military medicine. She's going to take the very same course that I took in the 1980s. It's still available, and you come out of it with a bachelor's degree in medical technology. So,
very nice.
Yeah, and of course my wife is a nurse from the Philippines, and I can get her license here. So we may not be going back, or we may spend part of the time here and part of the time in Manila, which a lot of people do.
Well, let me tell you, I love that you're here. I hope that you can make your way somehow to the city so we can have lunch or something. And on top of all of that, I'm happy that you're healing and you're coming along and you're getting the care that you need. So grateful for your service to this country and grateful that things are working out for you, Gil. You are you're a champ. The other day, I was mentioning a call that we had to a friend of mine in conversation, and somebody else was there. Like, not a friend, you know, not an adversary, just not somebody I knew personally. And I was talking to a caller on my show, a guy named Gil from Manila. I said, the Gila from Manila. And the guy said, is that Gil from Manila? And I said, yeah, you know him? He's like, yeah, he's been calling that show forever. And I was like, yep, that's him. And the guy was a listener of the show, and he'd been listening. He was older, and he had also listened to Larry King, believe it or not. And he was like, yeah, I remember him calling into Larry King, and I remember him calling into Bohannon. And I was like, man, there goes Gil again, upstaging me like usual. You're the real rock star here, brother. God bless you.
Okay, well, one other thing, if I could. You know, I'm not Hispanic, but my Spanish is pretty good. You know, we've spoken in Spanish sometimes.
Yes.
And my Hispanic friends call me the old gringo. Some of the women call me the dirty old gringo, and I'll close it.
That was good. That was good. Gil from Manila, a.k.a. the Gila from Manila. Thank you, brother. Always good to hear from you. Streaming the show tonight out of Georgia. He's in Texas at the VA hospital. Godspeed to you, sir. And we come right back. Kansas, New York, and more. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Free trial is 7 days. A customer does not cancel prior to the end of a trial period, fees will apply.
You hear that? That's the sound of your business losing money. Legacy phone systems weren't built for today's teams. Open Phone gives your business a smarter way to stay connected. Open Phone lets you manage calls, texts, voicemail, and contacts all in one place so that you and your team can deliver a seamless customer experience from ring to need to take calls on the go? Open Phone automatically transcribes, summarizes, and highlights next steps from every call, so you never miss a detail. Need insight into what closes a sale? With OpenPhone's AI call tags, you can instantly spot key topics like objections or pricing questions, and use those insights to coach your team and level up every customer interaction. And yes, you can bring your existing number with you for free. Keep your team in sync and your customers happy with OpenPhone. OpenPhone. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try OpenPhone for free at openphone.com/try and get 20% off your first 6 months. That's openphone.com/try. openphone.com/try.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number biggest sale of the year. All beds on sale up to 50% off the limited edition smart bed. Plus free premium delivery with any smart bed and adjustable base. Ends Labor Day. All Sleep Number smart beds offer temperature solutions for your best sleep. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
All right, amigos, welcome back to the phones. We go straight to the East Coast, WGDJ Albany area, Saratoga, New York. That's where the famous blue bottles of water come from, Saratoga Springs. Let's check in with our friend Jane. Jane, go right ahead.
The blue bottle. Okay, now I want to make a point. Many people who are depressed, I ran into it a lot in Miami. Gil is awesome, by the way. What an amazing person. They start using electric shock on people. They use it in walk-in clinics, and it can be very, very detrimental. Three friends of mine who were retired veterans, they kind of would just walk around like zombies, and no one was aware of the damage the depression was doing to them, and they took their lives. Oh, and I want people to be very careful because they do use
Well, I know that this isn't typically offered as the primary treatment, and I've never done it myself, so I can't speak from experience, but I do know that some people who said that they were just really, they couldn't break the depressive cycle, that the electroshock therapy actually did help them, and it was beneficial. But I've heard what you're saying as well, that it can, you know, kind of fry you, if you will. So, yeah, I agree. Anytime you're talking about shock to your brain, it's likely going to be a thing. Anyway, thank you, Jane. I appreciate that. Let me see. Gene is calling us from San Jose, California, streaming the show tonight, richvaldez.com. And Gene, you've got like 25 seconds. Go for it quickly.
Yeah. For the vertigo with the hearing loss, my boyfriend took a 12.5 milligram pill of meclizine about twice a day, and it helped a lot.
Wow, meclizine, is that like Dramamine? I've got to find out more about that. Gene, thank you for the call. Shout out to San Jose, California. Amigos, hasta la próxima. Take care, good night, and God bless you, America. I'm Rich Valdez.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. Tariffs remain in place, but a federal appeals court has delivered a blow to the president's trade policy.
A federal court has ruled that President Trump wasn't legally allowed to use emergency powers to impose tariffs on almost every nation on Earth, but they did not strike down the import taxes immediately, allowing the administration time to take the case to the Supreme Court. That leaves the tariffs in place for now. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit largely upheld a May decision by a trade court in New York. In the 7-4 ruling, the judges wrote, "It seems unlikely that Congress intended to grant the president unlimited authority to impose tariffs." I'm Jennifer King.
A federal appeals court has blocked the Trump administration's plan to end protections for 600,000 people from Venezuela. More from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The Trump administration announced an end to the temporary protected status that allows eligible Venezuelans to live and work in the U.S. The White House argued that many migrants no longer merit protections. But a three-judge panel of the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that the administration acted unlawfully when it rolled back temporary protections, and that Homeland Security Secretary Noem likely lacked authority to cancel the Biden-era decision. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Missouri's Republican governor is calling a special legislative session to redraw the state's U.S. House districts. The announcement Friday by Governor Mike Kehoe comes as President Trump has been urging Republican-led states to reshape district lines to give the party a better shot at retaining control of Congress in next year's elections. It came hours after Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed into law a new U.S. House map that gives the GOP a chance at winning 5 additional seats. Also, stocks, of course, losing ground in Wall Street yesterday after a market hit its latest all-time highs. The S&P 500 fell 0.6%, the Dow down 2.2%, and the NASDAQ fell 1.2%. More at townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of the gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Disarming Palestinian camps in Lebanon could pave way for new refugee rights.
Lebanon-based Palestinian factions continue to hand over weapons to the Lebanese army as part of an initiative aimed at transforming their camps into civil societies. Last week, some weapons were handed over at the Burj al Barajna camp, with more camps to follow. But only one pickup truck loaded with machine guns and rocket-propelled grenades left that camp. The move to remove weapons from these camps is widely seen as the precursor to the more difficult step of disarming militant group Hezbollah, which last year fought a bruising war with Israel. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Spirit Airlines has filed for fresh bankruptcy protection months after emerging from a Chapter 11 reorganization. The budget carrier said Friday that it would continue operating as normal during the voluntary restructuring, and customers can still book trips and use tickets. Their parent company recently expressed substantial doubt about its financial future. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A bookmaker linked to the interpreter for baseball's top star has been sentenced to prison.
A Southern California bookmaker who took thousands of sports bets from the former interpreter for baseball star Shohei Ohtani was sentenced to just over a year in prison. Matthew Boyer had pleaded guilty 1 year ago to running an illegal gambling business, money laundering, and filing a false tax return. He was sentenced Friday to 12 months and 1 day in prison. He will later be subjected to 2 years of supervised release. He was also ordered to pay $1.6 million in restitution to the IRS, which his lawyer said he's already paid. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Micah Parsons is headed to the Green Bay Packers in a blockbuster NFL trade, leaving the Dallas Cowboys following a lengthy contract dispute. The Packers gave up first-round picks in next year and 2027, along with three-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Kenny Clark, to get the Parsons. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Because my life is going to be so interesting to me later on that I'll read my journal that no one else will care about. But the psycho killer transgender piece of work, mentally ill Sacagawea, he entered in his journal that he had regretted becoming a tranny. He was no longer interested in being a tranny, and he's talking about killing himself because, you know, he's transgender, and 4 out of 10 transgender self-identified people at least attempt suicide. So that shouldn't come as a big surprise to anyone. But we've got an update on that, because the psycho killer, he regretted. It's just amazing stuff. He's got an uncle, and the news media wants to point out that his uncle's a Republican. Says the uncle says that I wish he'd shot me instead, which is thoughtful, I guess, but too late and doesn't matter at this point. The psycho killers and the number of transgender psycho killers across the country are numerous. A great many psycho killers out there on the loose that are transgender, many of whom have already acted. But we've got a mom. Have you seen mom? Mom, no, you haven't seen mom, because mom is in hiding. Mom is not cooperating with the police. That's the tranny psycho killer's mother, the mother that brought him down to the courthouse to change his name, because now my son is my daughter. And isn't this normal and healthy? Isn't it wonderful? And mom she's not talking to the police. She's not cooperating at all. She has a lawyer now. She's lawyered up. And I thought this was kind of interesting. The lawyer she got is Colin Kaepernick's lawyer. That's one of the headlines today. Colin Kaepernick's lawyer. Colin Kaepernick, the NFL player that took a knee. Remember, started the whole take a knee thing when the national anthem of the United States of America is being played because racist, you know. And so she's not talking to the police. She's not cooperating. She's not talking to the media, which is understandable. And she now has a lawyer, and the lawyer is Colin Kaepernick's lawyer, which is a political decision by her, just as was the case when her 17-year-old son said, "Mom, I'm a girl." And she said, "Oh, good, let me take you downtown to change your name to a girl name." And of course, the 17-year-old had to be dealing with this from the time he was 16 or maybe 15 years old, because the Democrat Party was trying to convince kids in school that their gender was not their own. That's the Democrat Party driving the train on this. And the Democrat Party driving the train on being anti-Catholic and anti-Christian, even though the tranny psycho killer went to school at this Catholic school. The tranny psycho killer's mother worked as an employee at the school, the Catholic school Annunciation, where he went and shot the place up and murdered 2 kids and wounded so many others. And the news media, they don't want to talk about this anymore because it's not good for the Democrat Party. But It is, it's a demented world that the Democrats are building. It's the fundamental transformation of America. These people are not on the side of civilization. And the, psycho killer boy, he's got, you know, in his journal, just amazing stuff, said he was tired of being trans. Trans is short for transgender, but it's a prefix used with a whole lot of different words in different circumstances. So I don't accept trans as the appropriate word to describe what we're talking about here. Transgender, you can do that. That's a non-existent thing also. But the Democrats have created this universe in which their sexual dysphoria, their gender dysphoria, and their sexual confusion becomes a dominant political, cultural feature in the United States of America. But Psycho Boy, who looks like the deformed guy from that Cher movie. What was that Cher movie? Yeah, Mask. Yeah, he looks like the deformed guy from Mask. And the school killer Robert Westman, who said, "Call me Robin," because like Batman and Robin. No, like a girl I met once named Robin. He confessed he was tired of being trans, and those are his words: tired of being trans, and I wish I never brainwashed myself. See, here's the thing. I'm going to bet a dollar he didn't actually brainwash himself. Maybe he took over after a period of time. But when he was 17, when he was 16, when he was 15, it was the Democrat Party bringing this into schools that led to this boy becoming a psychopath as a man when he killed himself with a gun after shooting up a Catholic mass in a church at a Catholic school, a school that he had once attended, a school where his mother had once worked, and she won't cooperate with the police, and she won't talk to the media, which is understandable. I'm tired of being trans. I wish I never brainwashed myself. That's because that's, you know, the 40% attempted suicide rate. There's a movement now to convert people back that the Democrats have convinced were some other gender. So we've got that going on all over the place, too. Isn't that amazing? So I've got updates for you on that. Also, the Vice President of the United States, J.D. Vance, he was at a public event in a speech, and he actually prayed yesterday because the Democrats are attacking prayer now. When people said thoughts and prayers after the terrible attack by a Democrat-created monster, and then people prayed, and the Democrats attacked Jen Psaki and lots of other Democrats, media and political Democrats, attacked, "Oh, prayer, take your prayers. And, you know, take your trannies and have them stop perpetrating mass murders and mass shootings and suicides. How about that? You guys should stop shooting people. You should stop the suicide attacks. And if you want the suicide attacks, please could you just go with self-immolations? Because, you know, those take care of business, and there's just one of you. You can drench yourself in gasoline and set yourself on fire, like so many Democrats have in the last couple few years, from the Supreme Court to the Trump trial in New York to the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada, Democrats self-immolating from the Israeli embassy in Washington to the Israeli consulate in Atlanta, Democrats self-immolating. Democrats have learned to enjoy self-immolation. We've had more Democrats self-immolate in the last 3 years than there were Buddhist monks that self-immolated during the entire Vietnam War. That's actually true. 6 Buddhist monks self-immolated during the entire Vietnam War. 8 Democrats have self-immolated in the last couple of years across the United States of America. I don't think the Democrat Party is well. I don't think that they're mentally well. Isn't that remarkable? So we've got that going on. Speaking of which, Barack Obama. Speaking of what? Well, speaking of Barack Obama. Barack Obama reemerged yesterday. And guess what he is in favor of? He's in favor of crime. He's in favor of murder. Don't fight crime. Fight against people that are fighting crime. Barack Obama, his middle name is Hussein. Did you know that? Had you heard that before? That's Barack Hussein Obama. And Barack Obama has come forward. He's come out of the closet once again, dancing with Larry Sinclair in public. And he's fighting for crime. Barack Obama is pretty amazing guy, this Democrat. He was president of the United States 2 times running. Remember, they use the IRS against their political enemies, the Internal Revenue Service. If you're a member of a patriot group, so-called patriot group, or a so-called Tea Party group, the IRS targeted you. They use the Justice Department against the Democrat Party's political enemies. They use the FBI against the Democrat Party's political enemies. They use the FISA courts against the Democrat Party's political enemies, and they lied to the FISA courts again and again to get four should-be illegal warrants to spy on the political enemies of the Democrat Party. They use the CIA and Communist Party voting penitentiary-faced John Brennan, CIA director. They use the CIA against their political enemies, and they all lied about the Hunter Biden laptop and a disinformation campaign that our own intelligence people ran against the American voting population. Isn't that great? Yes, sir. The Democrats, I mean, look, there was no transgender teenager in Minnesota until the Democrat Party started peddling, pimping, selling, promoting this transgenderism stuff. And it is an ideology, and I played that great audio yesterday. Did we post that audio? I don't know if we did. We post that audio of the nice lady who's an LGBTQ, used to be in the business for years of shepherding children from one gender to another. And then she figured out that this was insane, and she backed away, and I'm told we've posted that audio for you to share with your family and friends, because it's quite remarkable. Mm-mm-mm. Yes, sir. And what else do we have? So the Democrats. Oh, Gavin Newsom. I'm sorry, Gavin Newsom. We've got Barack Obama coming out fighting in favor of crime, and because President Trump is fighting against crime, and he's talking about fighting against the murder rate in Chicago, and so Barack Obama came out of the closet to fight in favor of the murder rate in Chicago. So far this year in Chicago, 235 people have been murdered. Another 1,069 have been shot and wounded. Now, you have to go back, I don't know how many years, maybe 10 years in Afghanistan to find that number of Americans killed. 10 years of war in Afghanistan, and you may be at 235 homicides that they have in Chicago, with 1,069 wounded. And Barack Obama is out fighting in favor of more crime and against fighting against crime. That's today's Democrat Party. Very, very unwell. These people are not normal. They're not good people. They're not good neighbors. And boy, are they terrible leaders. Barack Obama warns all Americans at risk. All Americans are at risk, you see, after Trump threatens, and I love the use of the word threatens, to clamp down on Chicago. This is a newspaper, The Independent. Now, here's the thing. He's not threatening anything. He's offering to help. And he's not it's not a clamp down on Chicago. It's a clamp down on crime in Chicago. That's not the same as a clamp down in Chicago. That's a clamp down on crime. But the headline, they lie in the headline. That means they're going to lie in the body of the story, too. Obama warns all Americans are at risk after Trump threatens to clamp down on Chicago. Everything is wrong about that headline. Because just so far this month in Chicago, 30 people have been shot and killed. 169 shot and wounded. Just this month, just in August. And the Democrats say, yeah, sure, that's no problem. This week, 6 shot and killed, 17 shot and wounded. And Barack Obama has come out to fight in favor of more of the same. Also in California, Gavin Newsom, he's out of the closet too. He's coming out, and he's calling for more police to fight crime, and he's acting like he's had an original idea here, like this is his thought, his big idea. Aha! I've decided more police to fight crime in California. And he just thought of it himself. Democrats, there's something terribly wrong with their brains. We are at 888-630-9625.
Just say thank you, please.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. We're a different kind of wireless company dedicated to serving people 50 and up, like me. Because let's face it, our needs are different. Big wireless unlimited plans are designed for 20-somethings, not us. At Consumer Cellular, we're focused on one thing, bringing you affordable, reliable rate plans that suit your needs, not ours. How do we do that? We start by using the same towers as the big guys, the exact same towers. We then create rate plans designed for your usage. The fact is, we can offer you an unlimited plan with the same network quality for less because we understand how you use wireless services. Our plans start at just $20 a month. And forget trying to chat with robots. You'll get 100% US-based award-winning customer service when you need help. Come find out how wireless should be and join the millions who have made the switch.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto paying, e-billing, C-side for additional facts.
What is your next success story? At University of Maryland Global Campus, you can succeed again with more than 135 affordable online degrees and certificates to help you move your career forward. From cybersecurity and AI to healthcare and MBA, our programs help you build critical thinking, leadership, and communication skills that set you apart in today's job market. Apply now and save with no application fee through September 3rd. Visit umgc.edu to get started. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, a lot less, but people are actually happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save you or your family up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true. People are just happier with it. They love being part of something that reflects and promotes their values and what they believe in. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years now, and members have shared more than $7 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network, so yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care, whether you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan that you're happy with. Here you go. You can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes, a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. It's 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE, 855-51-BIBLE.
Ms. Fernandez, what are those tiny things?
Those are what we call amoebas. You can only see them through a microscope.
Wow.
Today's students are tomorrow's great thinkers and innovators. But right now, there's a funding crisis in public schools. Millions of kids go to schools that don't have funding for books, computers, and so much more just because of where they live. You can help change that. Donors Choose is a nonprofit that lets you support students and teachers in your community and beyond. You choose which supplies to support. You could provide first graders with pencils and paper, or other students with their first chapter books, help a music class get a guitar.
You could even supply a classroom like mine with a science project. But what you're really giving is the moment that sparks a brighter tomorrow.
To learn more, please visit DonorsChoose.org. That's DonorsChoose.org. Choose students. Shape the future.
Furnished by Donors Choose.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. We're dedicated to serving people 50 and up, like me. Our needs are different. Big Wireless wants us in an unlimited plan, but if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used. At Consumer Cellular, we're focused on affordable, reliable plans, including data that suits your needs, not ours. Our plans start at just $20, and you'll get the best customer service in the business.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Ah, yes, the Democrats. I love it. The gloves are off. The gloves are off. Obama Obama is out and he's fighting for more crime in Chicago, where the ugliest presidential library ever conceived is being built. They don't even call it a library because no Democrats will go to a library. So what are they calling it, a whorehouse? What are they? It's amazing. Let's go to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to Steve, calling from Sarasota, Florida. Steven, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Morning, Chris.
Hey, Steve.
I was just listening to this discussion on the situation in Minneapolis, and something occurred to me that's different about this shooting than other ones we've seen in the past. We have a very transparent administration now, and we are seeing in real time and dealing in real time with the facts on the ground. Like with Tennessee, I think it was 2 years before the FBI let the information on the manifesto out, and in other situations, we found out it sort of seeped in like gradually over time. But now we have this information in real time, and we can deal with the situation in real time. And for some reason, these other situations where we've had these situations where they've experimented on kids and they've gone crazy and stuff like this, and I know it's kind of inflammatory rhetoric, but I that's what I believe is really going on here. In the past, they've had time to prepare for their responses, and now they have to come out and they have to drag out the old rhetoric. Hey, it's guns. Hey, it's our society. We just hate people, and they go crazy like this, you know, because of the hate that's going on and all the tired rhetoric that they have to drag out here right away, and they're completely unprepared for this.
Everything's psycho boy. I'm sorry, Steve, but everything psycho boy hates are there things that the Democrat Party teaches people to hate. Jews, Israel, Christians, Catholics, Republicans, Trump. He had kill Trump and Trump must die written on his weapons, right? And he's a tranny. The Democrats create teenage trannies, right? And you're absolutely right. The manifesto's out in no time. We're talking about the fact that he's a tranny. You mentioned Nashville 2023. That was a tranny girl who was told she's a boy, went in there, killed three students, three adults, killed herself. And the Democrats called her him. The Democrats are calling this one her when he's a him. The media, too. But you're right, Steve. This is a very different landscape we're dealing with this time around, because it's not the Democrats and the Biden people in charge who are engaged in cover-ups. And they live in a world of make-believe because they're Democrats.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. as I step behind the pink mic for powerful and inspiring breast conversations, from prevention and diagnosis to treatment and healing. We're creating a space for education, hope, and community. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen, helping dreams turn into reality, and Swell Endeavor, supporting individuals through expert physical therapy for lymphedema. Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fueras.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hey, this is Pat Karch. This year, I'm the top Italian for Paisano Days 2025. Join us at Paisano Days. It's a great, fun-filled 2 days. Bocce. Yep, bocce live. And spaghetti dinner. And all kinds of great Italian sausages, hot dogs, cannoli, ice cream, beer, and wine. For 2 days, join us down at South City Park on Friday, September 12th and Saturday, September 13th. For more information, call me at 530-510-1903. Paisano Days.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Looking for fun ways to run? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about it?
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Hi there. It's a sunny reminder from Alliance Heating and Air. Thinking about going solar? Now's the time to act. The 30% federal solar tax credit may be ending December 31st, 2025. But if you install your system soon, you could still save an average of up to $12,700. Don't wait. Call Alliance Heating and Air at 530-221-2642 to lock in your savings. We make it simple. We make it smart. And that's why everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us.
Going pretty well. You think boys should be girls and girls should be boys? Is that what I'm saying? Man, oh, Manischewitz. I'm telling you, I played this great audio yesterday. Jamie Reed played this Jamie Reed audio yesterday, a woman who used to help teenagers transition from male to female and female to male. Yes, sir. Now the, hey, wait a minute. What do we want to go to the phones? Let's see. Let's go to Bob calling from. Where's Bob calling from? Washington D.C. I apologize to Chattanooga, Tennessee. Having a little phone hiccup here. Let's go to Bob calling from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Oh, Bob, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Chris, thank you for taking my call. Calling from Chattanooga, WGOW.
WGOW. Thank you very much for that. That's wonderful. Thanks, Bob.
Hey, I appreciate it. I think it's ironic how you have been condemning the others for politicizing the shooting, and you accuse them of being partisan. I listened yesterday, tried to get on and talk about that, but then you proceed to blame everything on Democrats. Uh-huh. It's like a one-note song, and it's kind of insulting to your audience. I'd like to talk about that.
Well, sure. I don't think that Republicans are trying to convince teenagers that they're trapped in the wrong body, though, are they?
Well, see, that's the thing, is to see everything through a lens of Democrat and Republican is the fault. I think that the kid is mentally ill.
Right.
And he's a loner.
Yeah.
And he's susceptible to the words of the devil. That's
yeah.
why he's trans. That's why he was nihilistic. That's why he's a loner and a murderer. But you don't really want to talk about mental illness, because a lot of times pharmaceuticals is probably part of the problem. And that's, you know, a big part of what, pharmaceutical companies own broadcast media. Like in another example, as you blame the crime in D.C., that's Democrats, Democrat crime. No, it's clearly a fatherless Negro problem, not a Democrat issue. You blame the Democrats for church violence. Also yesterday you were talking about the churches and the bombings and everything.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, you don't talk about the Israeli Defense Force. You just blew up some of the most ancient Christian churches that are still surviving on the planet. You blame the Democrats for the trannies, okay? But what about Magnus Hirschfeld? He was the one who created the first transgender surgery in Weimar, Germany. Magnus Hirschfeld was not a Democrat, okay? There's a certain group of people that are responsible for transgenderism, and it's not Democrats, okay? It's not Republicans either. It's not a Democrat. It's not a political issue.
Who is it then?
Well, I would ask your listeners to look up Magnus Hirschfeld in Weimar, Germany, founded the first transgender clinic, first male-to-female surgery. What was his affiliation? What was the content of the books that the National Socialists were burning? You know, when they piled the books, and, you know, the Nazi books. What were those books about? It was about stuff like transgender surgery and transgender pornography and stuff like that.
Well, the Socialist Workers' Party of Adolf Hitler burned a lot of books, and you're right about all this. And I have looked this up in the past, and Magnus Hirschfeld and the transgenderism in Germany in the 1930s, and there are even books and movies, about what that cabaret and things like that that have been established over time. And you're right, it does, the whole idea that you can change genders does go back, and there may be other roots as well, but I am aware of the Magnus Hirschfeld, Germany 1930s component to all of that. Now, that said, you know, they also had National Socialism and the Socialist Workers Party, which we've successfully avoided in the United States. And I think we should also be able to, and look, and let me say this also, Bob. If you're 18 years old or 25 years old and you say, gosh, I'm trapped in a man's body and I shouldn't be because my inner thing is that I'm a woman, you know, then that's that. I would say that you have some mental issues, and I think you probably do if that's what's going on in your head. But that said, what's happening now, I think, Bob, in the United States is that children are being targeted in schools down to kindergarten and first grade with transgender strippers being brought in to twerk in the faces of first grade children in school. You're clearly aware of that also, right, Bob?
Sure. Yeah. These are folks without a unifying cultural heritage, which
right.
America had up to a certain point, up until about the 60s,
right.
We were a vastly Christian,
that's right,
almost a single ethnicity, almost a single religion. And then who came along? What is it? Who hates Christianity? Who hates Christ so much that they would drive Christianity out of the schools and try to divide the people and try to keep people from finding Jesus? What group is it that's doing all this? It's not Democrats.
Well,
Southern Democrats were Christian.
Now, I'm hoping you're not going to say it's the Jews, but never mind that for a moment, because I would argue, Bob, to a very large extent, it's the left. Now, the communist left, is anti-Christian, right? In communist China, in the Soviet Union, they crush, Christianity. You seem to, shoot over to Israel, bombing ancient churches in Gaza, for a moment. And you also referred to the crime in Washington D.C. as the cause of that being fatherless Negroes, and that's, you know, kind of 1960s, 1950s language. And certainly single family households, fatherless households, a huge component in all of it. And there's no doubt about that. I mean, if you grow up in a single parent household, you're much more likely to be involved with the court system and be involved with criminal activity and be involved with crime and to drop out of school before you finish high school. And all of that certainly is true as single parent households. And it is tragically ubiquitous in black households. And Washington, D.C. is largely a black city. And certainly that is an element in the crime problem in Washington, D.C. and in Chicago and in other cities as well. And if we had any black leadership in this country, which I've talked about many times, Bob, if Barack Obama were actually a black leader, if Al Sharpton were actually a black leader, then these issues would be front and center. They'd be talked about. We'd be taking on the single parent household issue. Now, I mean, the truth is that I'm one of six brothers and I was overwhelmingly, and my brothers raised in a single parent household. Our mother raised us single handedly, and most of us turned out okay. But there were issues along the way. There's no doubt about it. But Bob, your macro point here is that there's a mental health issue, and I don't disagree with that when it comes to the transgenderism and then the homicides and the mass murders and the mass shootings. I don't disagree with any of that. There is a mental health issue. But I would say that the left and the Democrat Party have been fostering, fomenting, fueling, and encouraging this gender-bending stuff, which, again, has been a part of the culture really in the U.S. since the 1960s. You can go to David Bowie, the great singer and songwriter and all that, and he did his freaky gender thing way back then. And again, Cabaret and Joel Grey with the Nazis back then. And all of that is true. However, the Democrats have tried to take it mainstream, I think because they're bitter, like, oh, we're gay and we're being discriminated against, and then win everything. They won every battle, right, with same-sex marriage and schools, discrimination, and laws passed. And they say, okay, we won every battle. What do we do now? Well, let's take it to the extreme. Let's say transgenderism is the new standard that we're going to use because we won every battle on the gay front and won every battle on the African American civil rights front. although it didn't turn out to be the big success that we had hoped in many respects. That's true. But Bob, you know, you seem like an intelligent person, and you're calm, cool, and collected. But and you're right about the mental illness. I don't know if you have a personal or a family tie to any of this transgenderism, or a personal coworker or something like that. But I've got nothing against an adult that wants to dress up like his mother and dance around and do whatever they want. You know, they've had these drag brunches in Washington, D.C. for as long as I've lived here, and the drag parades in DuPont Circle for years. And it was always funny and fun and laughter and bearded men in dresses running around laughing and, you know, drinking shots and telling jokes. And it was all fun. But then the Democrats politicized it all to the point, and it is the Democrats. And again, you say, when did all this change? You know, I think the left infected the United States in ways during the Vietnam War, where the Hanoi Janes of the Democrat Party decided to saddle up with the communists of North Vietnam rather than the United States of America. And the left really sunk their teeth into education. And then they got to this gender agenda issue. And they've decided that little children have to be exposed, not just like it's okay to be gay, your teacher's gay, that's fine, but you might not be a boy. You might be a girl on the inside. You might not be a girl. You might be a boy on the inside. And that's a recent development. And Bob, I would say that is driven by the Democrat Party and the left in the United States.
Well, if that's the case, let's do a little thought experiment. Obviously, this would be impossible. But let's just say that the Democrat Party was completely illegal and completely removed from America. Uh-huh. Okay. Do you think there would still be a problem of crime in D.C.? Do you think there would still be transgender murderers?
Well, I think
there'd still be church bombings. I think so. I think it's not, you know, it's, I think that those things, those people are, the Democrat Party appeals to those people, but the Democrat Party doesn't create those problems.
Well, I think they encourage a lot of it, though. I honestly do.
Yeah.
They make excuses for criminals and say, oh, well, there are sociological and economic reasons for all of this, and, you know, really it's your fault, and it's white people's fault, and it's slavery, and it's our country is corrupt, and our culture is corrupt. But Bob, I think the left has secured cultural dominance in the United States to much too great an extent. Cultural dominance in education. Look at the teachers' unions and the teachers' unions' leaders. Look at academia on college campuses. And I think the left has outsized influence in all of these arenas.
If that were the case, if they have such outsized influence, why is it that we give $4 billion a year to Israel to blow up innocent people in Gaza? And why are, when it's time to deport people, really the only people that are getting deported, what significant numbers, are people that who protest on college campuses against Israel, rather than, you know, the people that we voted Donald Trump to remove, which is the people who are taking the jobs away and using public assistance.
The people on college campuses are minuscule in number compared to the Tren de Aragua and MS-13 gang members and the human traffickers and drug traffickers, who, again, are turned into heroes by the Democrat Party, like their great friend that they just keep going and having margaritas with. And Kilmer Abrego Garcia is a hero of the Democrat Party. Oh, Luigi Mangione gunned down a CEO in New York City, and he's a hero of the Democrat Party. And look, you're talking about a couple of people from the Islamic world, the Arab world, on college campuses that are inciting violence against Israel and Jews. And I don't think Israel is out to kill innocent people. We're talking about Hamas, which was voted into power by the people of Gaza as their political leadership, and the Hamas charter calls for the extermination of the state of Israel and the extermination of the Jewish people. That is actual genocide, as opposed to bombing headquarters where, you know, the Hamas people hide out in schools, they hide out in hospitals, they store their weapons in the basements of schools, and it's also kind of unrelated to what we're talking about having to do with the transgender mass attack, the murder of two children and wounding of, and now I think the number is 18 more. And that goes to, you're right, there's mental illness. But I don't think dismissing the fact that teenagers like this psycho killer, suicidal psycho killer, transgender person, day before yesterday. I don't think encouraging teenagers in school to go down that road is a positive or productive thing. Now, one final question, Bob. Who did you vote for president on Election Day?
When you asked me that last time when I called, you wouldn't believe me because you refused to believe that somebody who voted for Trump would have any kind of criticism of what he's doing in Israel.
All right, so you did. No, you're entitled to criticize whatever you want. So you're saying that you voted for Trump, is that correct?
And when I said that, you spent the rest of the show telling your audience that I was a liar, that I was a false caller.
Well, that happens a lot, these seminar callers. I don't recall doing that, Bob, but I'm glad you called in today.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Oh man, Big Wireless is pulling one over on us. It's time to switch to Consumer Cellular. I did, and I'm getting the same fast, reliable, nationwide Big Wireless coverage without the Big Wireless cost. But it's not just about saving money on my bill. It's about not getting used by the big carriers. Do you even know how much data you use every month? Most people that are 50 and over use less than 8 gigs of data a month. But Big Wireless wants to shove you into an unlimited plan because they need you to cover the costs of younger people who use a lot more data than you do. So yeah, if you're not using all that data, you're being used. I had had enough of that. I went with Consumer Cellular. Consumer Cellular set me up with a phone and a plan, and it was incredibly easy to switch. You call and speak to an actual person, and it only takes about 20 minutes. Just give them a call and make the switch today. Call 1-800-760-0702. That's 1-800-760-0702.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, a lot less, but people are actually happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save you or your family up to $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true, people are just happier with it. They love being part of something that reflects and promotes their values and what they believe in. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years now, and members have shared more than $7 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network, so yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care, whether you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan that you're happy with. Here you go. You can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes, a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. It's 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE, 855-51-BIBLE.
Wonder why you have insurance for your car or home, but not your digital life? Meet Webroot Total Protection, your digital bodyguard that includes antivirus, identity protection, VPN, cloud backup, and more. With plans for individuals and families, Webroot takes the guessing game out of cybersecurity so you can get back to living your best life online. Go to webroot.com/radio and get 50% off today. That's webroot.com/radio to get 50% off today. Live a better digital life with Webroot because peace of mind shouldn't be optional.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtLu is here for you. With DebtLu's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtLu are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
If you are 50 or older, it is recommended that you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're an adult 19 to 49 with certain underlying medical conditions like asthma, diabetes, chronic heart disease, or COPD, vaccination is also recommended. Talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. Furnished by the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. We're dedicated to serving people 50 and up, like me. Our needs are different. Big Wireless wants us in an unlimited plan, but if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used. At Consumer Cellular, we're focused on affordable, reliable plans, including data that suits your needs, not ours. Our plans start at just $20, and you'll get the best customer service in the business.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/fax. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Thanks for calling the Chris Plant Show. We're in a break right now.
All right, well, a lot going on there. And you're right, I got a fact check on me, you're right. It was a 5.56 Leadstar AR-15-style pistol, not rifle, in Nashville. I apologize for that. Correct that. Let's go to Bill, calling from Wilmington, North Carolina. Billy, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, thanks for taking my call. I just want to say that old Bob sounds like one of those guys you're always talking about. His mind is so open, his brain fell out.
He covered a lot of territory, you know, there, didn't he?
Yes, he did. And, you know, I don't know if you remember, one of the hostages escaped, and all the people in the streets turned him in to Hamas. I mean, they're not innocent people. You know, I think they just, they might be brainwashed, but they're not innocent. I don't think so, anyway.
Yeah, you're right. Look, they voted for Hamas to be their political leadership. They staffed the Hamas. They're raised, you know, it's a corrupt culture. Hamas is a corrupt culture. They were, you know, a two-state solution. They were given an area twice the size of Washington, D.C. They were given free elections.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.